Blog Talk Radio.
My beautiful friends, and welcome to C.J. Miller's show on In 5D Radio. I'm your host, C.J. Miller, also known by Claudia, and I'm so excited for tonight's show. Franco Di Nicola is back, and he's better than ever. Tonight we're going to be doing a talk, and Franco will be doing a clearing, and we'll have the full 3 hours. We might not go all 3 hours for the show, but I am just so excited to be talking about this topic tonight because this is all about neutrality and transcending polarity, which is all about right and wrong, good and bad, letting go of judgment. And if you've never been able to listen to any of Franco's clearings, tonight is going to be your lucky night, and it's a wonderful thing. And that's what I'm so excited about. So let's welcome Franco to the show, everyone. Hi, Franco.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
So
So
you're all excited and ready to play?
Yes, I'm very excited. And how are you feeling tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I would love to say fantastic, but in essence, in the next few minutes, it'll be fantastic as the force behind the energy of everything that's coming through increases, then we'll hit over the top in the fantastic range.
Woohoo! All right.
it's always
great.
Beautiful opportunities to do this type of play together and to share. So that usually carries a pretty powerful energy within it. And so we all thrive in connecting to a higher consciousness and a higher energy, so we look forward to it. I mean, it's the highlight of life at this point.
That's so true. I was just thinking that earlier today as I was driving around. I was like, I get to do the thing that I love to do the most. This is like the thing that I'm most excited about. And I actually get to do this and to be a facilitator for you and for all your guides and the source consciousness. And, I just want to say before we get into it that, like, I just love all the people, all the fans that I've met of yours from doing this show.
Hi, Claudia. I don't know if you're still on. I can't hear you any longer unless I got cut off. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, everybody. I hope you can hear me now. This is Claudia, C.J. Miller. Oh, I had just lost my connection to the show, and so sorry about that. Well, if anybody listened to Andrew Fisher's show last week, the Nature of Reality show, it seems that we're having a little repeat here. I've never had that happen. So so sorry for all the listeners. And we seem to – oh, here is Franco. All right, we're getting him back on too. Wow. Franco, are you there?
Yeah, what happened there? All of a sudden you were gone.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know, that's the first time – well, that's not the first time that's happened to me, but I tried 3 times getting back on and kept getting booted off. So, And then I lost you too. So did you – We lost a few minutes of the conversation there, so.
Yeah, I don't know where a few. I mean, I was talking, but then I didn't hear anything anymore, and then I wasn't sure because where we ended up. If you were
that's
still
okay.
talking,
we're,
and you were okay, or something. I don't know. So.
I don't know what I was doing. I got all, as my friend Lainey said, I got all fatutzed. I got all upset here with it, but now we're back, and it's
good.
Okay. So what I was telling people was that. If they wanted to type in some questions to the chat, they could do that. And also, we could take some calls if people would like to call in and ask any questions of Franco. So I'm going to give you the number now. That's 646-716-8890. And you just press 1 to enter the host queue. And I'll see your number come up here, and we'll take your call. But in the meantime, just to kind of give you an idea, so tonight, Franco, we're going to be talking with everybody about, should we spend a little time talking about the energies that have been coming in lately? I mean, I know our topic is neutrality, but this is a very interesting time energetically, so I wonder if we could talk about what has gone on a little bit energetically since our last show, which was just about a month ago.
Sure, we could do that.
Okay, great. Oh, we do have one caller coming in, so I'm not sure if you want to start with that or if we should just start with the call and then work our way.
Well,
to
we
that.
Can start with the call first, and we'll get the questions in place there.
That sounds good. So, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll create the base to work from, and then we'll play with the questions.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Cool. So looks like I have a number here, 323-424. I'm going to be answering this call. Okay, 323. Hello, you're on the C.J. Miller Show with Franco Di Nicola.
Hi, how are you both?
We're doing great.
Can you hear me? Awesome.
Yes, it can
Yay.
Hear you.
Happy
perfectly.
Tuesday.
Thank you. You too. What's your name?
My name is Debbie. And
hi, Debbie.
I've been listening to Franco for years now, and it's quite an honor to be on the call with both of you, and I thank you both very much for presenting this to all of us tonight.
You're very welcome. Well, it's our pleasure.
Thank you, Debbie. You. So please ask your question of Franco.
Well, and it's funny, I was listening to one of the activations just this evening about fourth dimension, and what I'd like to ask, and it's funny, as I'm about to say, as it's so near and dear to my heart, and which is kind of a play on words, is about our love energy, you know, being all that it is. You know, that's everything, as we know, and that's how we restore and replenish and, you know, if we use the word heal ourselves. Yet I've been having this sort of heart-mind thing going where, let's say, in a meditation, I'm leading myself in my mind, and then I do my best to get out of my mind and go to my heart, and I find that the mind is still in the way, even though I might be peaceful and thinking in terms of positive things. I find the mind still getting in the way. And I'd love to know, you know, like there's certain things in my body, you know, pains that are coming up, that I know are just part of my transmutation, yet there is some confusion still for me.
Okay. When things are coming up into your mind, are they just random thoughts or you know, are you feeling that whatever the mind is coming up with or, you know, you're tuning into coming through the mind, is it in one way or another still related in a sense of neutrality, peace, or anything of that nature, or just to be sharing information that is coming from a heart center, which is now being shared at the mind level and it's coming up. Do you find, which one do you feel coming up for you when your mind, you're saying, is being active?
So I would say it's mostly neutrality. I can't say all of it is because some of it does come in, but mostly it's neutrality. And then as I was mentioning in terms of positive, so for instance, if I was working on clearing pain in my hip or my shoulder, or you know that I was born with a very normal mitral valve prolapse, you know, a little heart murmur, mm-hmm. and doing my best. This is what's kind of interesting for me is this, you know, I do empowerment coaching and have an awareness to things, yet where I smile about it is I kind of go in this place of, am I desiring this sort of quote-unquote healing, so then I'm able to help others with their situations? Because I also have the knowing that we can heal ourselves with this love energy in one moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I get confused about that.
Okay. Well, one of the things you can do is that whenever you're going into this meditation or you're going into this quiet space, you go into, of course, you use whatever modality feels most comfortable for you to take you into this relaxed state. Many people use the breath, and I use the breath in many cases. But as you're going through, just not even put any intention on the mind level or even think, am I doing it right, not doing it right, do I need to heal this or that. As you're in there, you just invite the higher aspect of yourself to just kind of take care of it, and you know, basically your soul or even other higher aspects of yourself, which could be your oversoul or, you know, you're connecting to other energies that are still from your soul family. And you invite that energy to come through you and create whatever transformation is beneficial for you at that time. Because the key here is beneficial. Because a lot
mm-hmm.
of times we feel that we need to heal or we need to make an adjustment or we'd love a transition. But it may not be beneficial at that point in time because there's still something that it still serves to be in that older, or I shouldn't say older, but that state that you're in. So you always bring in whatever it is. So if you have physicality issues, you know, you can send the energy moving through the body and allow the energy just to flow. But at the same time, whatever is the highest good, whatever is beneficial for me at this time, again, because that changes all the time, allow that, because you don't want to see yourself that there's something that needs to be fixed or something like that, because
mm-hmm.
there's never. I mean, everything is just an experience, but at the same time, even an experience that may be pain-related or discomfort or, you know, something that is not your ideal state, what you think is your ideal state, regardless, I mean, all of it is serving for you. So whatever is best for you at this time, and even though if it doesn't change, it's not to feel in one way or another that you can't do it or there's something that you're missing or something of that nature. Now, if there is something of an inquiry that you want to make within yourself and something is not adjusting, because basically what you're doing is shifting. Because when you really understand you're a big field of energy, and we're all a big field of energy in this big pool of energy, and it's just made up of pure potentiality, full spectrum light, and consciousness. And within that, we create, you know, different experiences, and you're, you know, creating a holographic experience of yourself in the body. Now, the body is going to only reflect whatever you need, whenever you need it, and how you need it. I mean, right now, with most of everything that's shifted, there's so much more of the soul that's in the driver's seat, so that it's going to create whatever you need to keep you moving or to keep you in a certain state. Now, I know you are helping other people, like you were saying earlier, and at this point in time, you know, the belief can be, okay, you know, I would love to be in a pristine state so that I can assist others. And then most people that get into that saying, well, if I can't heal myself, or, you know, I'm just using that loosely, the word, if I can't make this adjustment within myself, then how can I help anybody else? Realistically, I mean, we're all playing together here, so it doesn't require you to be in what you may perceive in the pristine state, because in whatever state that you're in, it's only there because it serves. Now, if there's certain components of it that comes up for you in the sense where you need to tap in and say, okay, is there certain things that I need to make an adjustment within myself, or is there any programs that are still playing out, you ask it to make it present. So when you're observing, when you're looking at your state and experience, see what may be triggering it, what may be activating, or what purpose it serves. You know, again, we don't want to get caught up in the mind and trying to figure out why.
Right.
You just ask gently, okay, is there something in there? And if there is, and again, you're always coming in neutral because you're never going to see yourself broken. So you're going to see that, Okay, I'm desiring to have a different experience, and my experience is, and it doesn't have to be an experience saying, well, I want this, like you were saying earlier, I want this so that I can better heal other people, or I can better work with other people, or that I would be a good reflection because I don't want to be showing myself as that. I'm not saying that's the case, but, you know, a lot of people get caught up in that. So when you're going in there and say, okay, I'm desiring now, I feel ready, or if you are feeling ready, to make a shift in my present experience, and how can I do this? So you ask yourself and say, okay, what can I do to make this adjustment? And if it's not for my highest good, I'm still okay with whatever it is, and I realize that whenever it's ready, it will change anyways. And to go into that state whenever you're dealing with, so if you're stepping into the meditation or you're stepping into any connectional energy of yourself when you're going into that field, because basically when you're going into the mind, when you're getting out of the mind, you're going into the meditation, you're entering the field of, and you're, when you're entering that field, you're accessing a lot more spectrum, and you're actually accessing much more of the potentiality. But at the same time, in that field, there's a lot of consciousness within it. So you usually achieve a higher level of understanding, and you can actually more clearly communicate with your soul or oversouls or whatever else that you need to communicate. So that's why the meditation is a powerful tool. Now, of course, people over time will develop a skill and it's our natural skill, then to have that connection all the time. So you don't even have to go into meditation. The mind is always quiet. It's actually quite observant, and the higher consciousness, whatever you need, whenever you need it, how you need it, is always streaming all the time. You don't actually have to go into a meditation to access it, right? But while the mind is still busy, where you still have that program that just keeps playing out all the time, then the meditation is very powerful in that respect, because then you get to quiet the mind and you access something beyond the mind. Because this is what happens, is when the mind's busy, our only reference point is the mind. And, of course, the mind is usually dominated by the ego, and then the ego is really skilled in creating past, future, and playing with all of that and creating all these other realities. But then it also, the ego has another program that runs in it, within it. It basically uses the belief systems that have been shared on a collective scale. You know, the whole idea of, you know, I'm not good enough, not capable enough, I'm not able to do this, or that, you know, I need to have this happen in my life, or whatever it is, you know, it will tap into that. And then that's the mantra it will present for you. So the meditation or the quieting of the mind and so forth, now you're tapping into a wisdom. You're tapping into your own soul's experience, which has access to, you know, thousands and thousands of lives that it has, but it also has access to stream higher consciousness that comes from either from soul families or right back to source if it needs to access that far, which source itself is it's a consciousness of the collective, meaning the collective of every aspects of consciousness and existence. That means you're basically accessing every single representation and expression of itself fully. So you're catching that. So you'll be tapping into a consciousness that and may not be so available on a human plane when the soul hasn't had removed in many veils for it. So when you're stepping into the meditation is to just go in there and just allow yourself to go for the ride. You know, it's not expecting the ride to go anywhere. So you're going to take the breath, use whatever modality that you use to go into that state. And if the mind is chattering or anything of that nature, you just let it chatter, and you basically say, okay, we don't need to get caught up. Let's get quiet here. So, but don't fight with it. Just basically intend that. It's not, you don't even have to say it. You just intend it. Okay, just relax, and we're going to connect with the flow. And then if you're using the breath, you can actually connect with the rhythm of the planet with the breath, and you just allow it to go, and you just go for the ride. That's the thing, is you go for the ride. And in that, without any, you know, expectations, the ride actually opens up even more. And then at that point in time, when you're in the ride, you may, before the ride, you say, okay, I'm intending to access various things, whatever they may be. You may want to access higher consciousness, you may want to access if there's anything else that you can adjust within yourself, that you are ready to make an adjustment in yourself so that you can expand your experience, and you can actually, by doing so, have you vibrating at a higher frequency so that you can be much more conducive in playing with the energies that are changing on the planet, but you're also more conducive to play with other playmates or other souls on the planet that are more reflective to a higher consciousness, so you can assist there, but also at the same time, you will be able to access certain higher frequencies so that when you are playing with somebody that is still, you know, in an infant state of their energy going from still staying in a third, you'll be able to manage through it without, you know, getting lost in the lower frequency. So you'll be able to hold on. So you can tap into all of that. Use that as a resource, but not to create it as a crutch, not a dependency, you know, I need to go there. Because the thing is, you're always wired up. You're always hooked up, you know. So the, you know, we don't say, well, I can't do it until I meditate and so forth. You practice what you call live streaming. So what you're doing is that you just practice whatever you're doing, just feel your way through it, and what feels for you coming through, you just go ahead and follow that part of it and have that knowing that whatever needs to unfold will unfold, because that's the truth. I mean, you're not going to have any experience that is not for your highest good anyways. So if you want to be part of this and say, well, I want to be consciously active in, you know, navigating through this to expedite my transformation so I can be of a higher service, then, you know, I invite that, and whatever I need to do within myself, make it present, make it clear, and let's work with the tools that are available to do so, and just work it that way.
Thank you. That's exciting, and as you say, it is very powerful, and as you were describing it, it brought me to something else, and I believe this is the answer is the same, which is that in another aspect of my life, I find myself creating all of these wonderful experiences for myself, and then I stop and don't go the next step for what is really the, when I know it will be, I guess, how do I say it? It is part of my truth and who I am and my passion. It's with photography, and so I get all these great things, and then I stop, and I kind of wondered about the old programming, or is it some kind of addiction we have to the old programming where we get to, let's say, the top of the hill, and then we don't, you know, or the top of the mountain, and everything's there, but we don't jump.
Well, you know, there's several things that play out in there. One of them is the default program, because in a way you can go a certain level and then there's that fear. Okay, if I take the leap, this will change my life drastically, and or that I'm going to be accessing something I'm not going to be so comfortable with, which I'm not familiar with. There's that part. But the other part is that a lot of times we have this default in the sense that we feel, I can't go that far, because if I go that far, then, you know, I'm not sure how to handle it, because I've only been used to this. And so, in a sense, many people, when they get to the point where they're getting all this clarity and moving forward, then they have a tendency to back off at times, because there's the mind and the program behind it that turns around and says, well, who are you to be able to do this, or something of that nature, or the fact that, you know, if you enter this realm, now you're going to be, you know, questioned how you can do it or can't do it, or you know, there's many, many, many stories that it can come up with. So knowing that you see that and it's something that you've experienced, take this with you, and that is, wherever you're going to get to, just keep going. And have no expectations what it's going to look like. Have no expectations that in some way it has to achieve anything of any so-called idea of a value. You just do it because you love to do it. You feel guided to do it, so you go, because you're just going with your natural state, your natural energy that's moving you through that. And that's how you do your highest expression, and which is fine. And whatever the outcome is the outcome is. There's not going to be any right or wrong, good or bad. And even if the photography part of it turns out to be a little different than what other people are used to, it is your form of expression. It is something that other people will connect with and will enjoy anyways, regardless. So And then this goes on all aspects of life. You just flow with it. Just you, if you feel guided to go that, if it doesn't, that's one thing. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, we have to self-sabotage. In essence, it's not really so much self-sabotage. We just kind of hold ourselves back because we're going into another realm that we have the belief that we may not be able to cope with it and may know how to handle it and may change you. And that's the scary part, is because this may change me. And all of a sudden I have all this, you know, if I do really well, I'm going to have extra attention. Or if I do well, you know, I have to now continue to do well, and now there's pressure on me and stuff like that. So a lot of that stuff comes up. But in essence, that's all kind of a mind game. And so, you know, just put that aside and just, no, I'm just going to do it. And it's not, you know, so much of I'm going to fight this or that, you know. People talk about perseverance and discipline and stuff like that. That's not even our natural state. You know, it's not about discipline or persistence. It's just to stay on the path, you know, to stay on whatever path. And if for some reason the path needs to change, you didn't have to change. You just flow with it, right? So if you feel like this is what you want to do, then, you know, it feels conducive to do so. So you continue doing it. And the thing is, if the stories come up or something that, you know, what we refer to want to derail us or take us into a different path because of whatever it is, you say, thank you, no, I'm not interested, and you just continue going through it. And it's not like you're pushing, because you don't want to create polarity, and that's kind of the thing we're going to talk about tonight. But you know, it's not about doing, not doing, because you're creating polarities in that respect. You just allow it to flow when you go through it. Now, for some reason, if you feel deep inside, I need to change the direction, then you change the direction. It's not that you were ever on the wrong direction. You were always in the perfect direction. You needed to go that far, and now something needed to change. So all of a sudden your path changes somewhat or changes a lot. It doesn't matter. But now you're flowing within inside. It's not a program coming in, oh, you can't do this, you shouldn't do this, or you know, or something else playing out that needs to stop you in any way. So you just allow that part to flow. So if that's what you feel make, you know, feels the most conducive for it, feels more of connecting with that energy, that expression, then just let it be. Just go with that and take it to the next step. But, you know, not, you know, if any time the stories come up, well, I don't know what the next step is, or I don't know if I can really do it, or well, I can't compete with everybody else, don't even go there. You know, just remind yourself, we're not here. We're just here to express an experience, and whatever plays out, plays out. Because whatever needs to play out, Debbie, that's what's going to play out, because that is the direction that you are creating yourself to go through, and you're doing it. You're the navigator anyways. Now, the key here is that as you're navigating through that, remember the choices you make, the experiences you have, whatever expressions you have, no matter who connects with you, whoever's around you, need to be part of it, because they're choosing to be part of that experience. So no matter what, no matter what you do, it's, again, it's not only just about Debbie, it's about the whole. And whoever else also on an individual basis will connect with you and play with you at the time. So if you get into the photography world and you're bringing in this new form of expression that may be totally different than somebody else or whatever it may be, because of your passion, you feel, you know, that creativity and it's coming in a certain way, then whoever interacts with you, whoever even in the same field will be exposed to you will actually feel their energy, your energy, and actually maybe shift them from doing what they normally did and to be open to do something else. So you will be conducively assisting others at the same time. See, that's the beauty of it. You can't go in any direction that is not in one way or another influencing in an expansive way, because that's what you're here to do, the collective. And the collective being the collective in your community, the collective in your environment, but the collective of the planet and the collective of the solar system and on and on and on.
And it's beautiful. For me, it's the more of the art part's great. It's the business stuff that stops me. But I think it's the same as you're saying. It's fear.
I'm sorry. You know, I just want to make sure that we're keeping, I'm keeping track of the time here. So, Debbie, you're getting the best answer from Frankel here.
Thank you. It's
this is like beautiful, but I just want to keep track, and we're going to probably have to bring this to a close because we do have a lot of people that are calling, and I just want to make sure that we that this will be the, I just want to curtail it a little bit. And
indeed. Most graciously, I thank you both for your time.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, yeah, on the financial, the business part of it, it doesn't have to be complicated. Keep it very simple. And if there's certain components you don't feel comfortable with on the business aspect, there are other people that really specialize on that part that can put the platform together. So you pay attention to the creativity part, and you know, keep the business component simple, because really business is a way it's set up to look complicated, but it really was never meant to be complicated. In actual fact, it was never meant to be there in the first place in our natural state, but since we're still in that state at the moment, that will eventually change as we go along, and I don't mean that far down the road. It's already changing now, but just let it flow with it. Remember, the business component of it is just a play, too. You know, it's just a game. It's all a game.
Thank you. I have such great love and fondness. I thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, Debbie. That was
thank
great.
Thank you, Claudia. Have many blessings to you all and everyone on
thank
the call.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Take care. Good night. Much love. Okay.
So let's play with your questions from before. Let's look at the energies
okay.
that are coming through, and then we'll play with the subject that we were going
okay.
through.
Okay.
I mean, everything,
great.
No matter what, still assists, even with the questions and so forth. But anyway.
Oh, I agree. I
yeah.
just, knowing that I want to make sure that we have enough time for the talk and the clearing
Absolutely.
Tonight. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
No, that's great. That's great. Perfect.
Yeah, but that was a really interesting beginning, and you know, in my experience of doing shows where people are calling in, even if you don't get your question answered, often there's something in somebody else's question that can apply to you, and I felt myself identifying with things that Debbie was asking you to, and
mm-hmm.
That's definitely something, you know, you feel like you're reaching and you're getting somewhere, and then it's like you hit kind of a ceiling, and so it's definitely very valuable. And you did touch upon the topic that we were going to discuss for tonight, which is about neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we were determining the topic for tonight, that was a couple of weeks ago, I think, and in our conversation it just seemed like people, I mean, even I myself was going through a lot of emotional things. There was a lot of energies coming in, and a lot of the old programs were coming up, kind of like Debbie was also talking about, you know, things coming up. And so it just seemed like in our discussion that neutrality would be the best thing to present people with and to really have everybody understand what that is and how to cultivate that. So... I know that you like to do your streaming of your consciousness for talking about things, so I don't know if you want to just start it with that, if we'll just kind of open it up and you'll do your usual, and then we'll have a long discussion. You'll kind of do your thing, and then we'll break, and then we'll have time for the clearing. I guess maybe we should figure that out before we do that in terms of the timing. So I can keep track of this anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we yeah. can chat for a while, cover the topic, and then we can
mm-hmm.
address, you know, we'll interact, of course, you and I, and cover various things. And then if we feel at this point in time we'll have some more time before the two-hour mark is done, then we can, you know, have some more questions come through, and we can play with that, because whatever question is going to come through is exactly what needs to carry on with the topic. And then after the last hour, we'll leave, you know, we'll have the break, and we can go into the meditation, the guided meditation, which will be an activation and clearing also around the same subject.
Yes, excellent. That sounds great. Okay, perfect. So we'll basically go into the topic now, and then if we have some time before we break, we'll take another question, then we'll have a break, and then we'll have the activation, clearing, meditation time, and that'll be a time for people to be able to, like, kind of lay down or get into a comfortable
mm-hmm.
space, and beautiful. Okay, so... Yeah, so in terms of, like, the energies that have been happening, that have been streaming in to the Earth lately, you know, why is it so important for people to really try to cultivate this sense of neutrality around their feelings right now, or around their the way they see the world?
Okay, well, the thing is, the energies that are coming through right now, you know, besides, you know, increased in frequency, it's also creating pulses. And it's actually streaming more and more of the fourth dimensional consciousness. So it's actually, in a sense, it's actually stimulating us to shift. Now, the waves and pulses of energy are also there to clear all the denser energies or very lower vibrational energies that we've adopted, you know, through our journey in our experience. I mean, and when I'm talking about the journey, I'm not even talking about the journey of just this one lifetime. We're talking about the energies that have been taken on for 10,000 years or more on planet Earth alone, because some have been on many times on the planet and others have been last, but we're also talking about energies that we have taken on when we were more in a lower state of consciousness from other planets too, because other planets did reflect lower frequencies, and we have gone over, you know, the thousands of years. And since our souls have been around for such a long time and have been, you know, experiencing, so a lot of this is being cleared. Now, I've talked before where we are doing several things. We're clearing everything that we've adopted in this experience so that we bring everything up to date, in a sense, right? So, in a sense, when we came in, we adopted various programs and modalities to give us a certain path or certain experience at that point in time. And in most cases, was to create some more completion or to, you know, take on learnings that we didn't get to. It's like this. I want to take on a particular subject or several subjects, like someone going to school, and I'm going to take these subjects because if I go into these subjects, that will give me a foundation how to operate within what my real intentions are, you know, and so that, you know, if I'm going to take, for even with the question that was earlier, you know, I want to do art, but I'm going to take just a little bit of business so I have some business smarts in a sense so that I can actually function while this component is in place. So that's what we do all ourselves, each and every one. We'll take on various things that will somehow reflect what we are choosing to learn from and to expand and grow within. But the thing is, it's all taken in temporarily. So right now, what's happening is there's a huge push to utilize whatever you've taken on to the max, get it done, and then let it dissolve or basically release it because it no longer needs to be part of your experience. So that means if you came in with a very powerful definition of who you were in the 3D world, for example, and you saw yourself that way, or you took on certain characteristics that were, you know, in an intense state, where you were either an angry person or you were someone that was judgmental or someone that, you know, was very rigid or someone that basically wanted things a certain way, you only took it on to complete that part of it. Now, some of it would have been a similarity of something that you haven't learned in other past lives that really never got done, because the thing is, the beauty here is, if you don't get something done in one lifetime, you will now take it on to the next lifetime, or sometimes, especially before, now it's kind of different, but the way it was before, you would choose and say, okay, well, I'm not going to take it in the next lifetime. I'm going to wait one or two or three lifetimes, and then I'll take it and attempt once again to experience that fully and learn from it, and then it's, you know, one thing that I've completed. So I've got my little part of a degree there because I got it done. So that was part of what occurred. Now, of course, everything is being collapsed, so in a sense that you're bringing every single life to the forefront, and anything that you haven't finished in any lifetime in the past or past lives, which really is not a past life, it's just another stream of timeline that is still running current, but anything that you haven't, you're bringing in into this current moment, and you're basically experiencing it. So these energies are coming through, are allowing us and facilitating us to, first of all, discover it. Second of all, to experience it. So that's why now you'll start to notice programs coming up, which you weren't so conscious of it before. You, even though they were there, you couldn't really see it to the degree that you're seeing it now. It's now coming to the surface, but it's even being polished over so that you can actually see it. It's like it illuminates now, and you see that program first of all. Second of all, it also brings up all the components attached to it, you know, the streams and streams of emotional components of it. So you now, this is why you're feeling the very powerful emotions within it too, because we learn from the emotions. So at this point in time is that many times in past lives or in earlier parts of your life or at any other time that we were so caught up in the fact of we were afraid of the emotions or that the emotions were too intense that we shelved it. We didn't want to look at it. We didn't want to face it. We didn't want to experience it. But now you're coming into a point where that is not something that you, for your highest aspect of it, is beneficial. So you're saying, okay, now whatever I didn't want to look at now, I'm going to bring it up right now. I'm going to look at it at all. And this is your soul speaking that's coming through your body and mind. So it just says, okay, we're going to bring all this up. So it's catching all that. So it's coming up to the surface so that you can actually fully experience the emotion, learn from that emotion, see all the different energy, spectrums of energy and frequency that you can emanate through it. But it's also done through the body because the body uses all the various receptors, you know. So in a sense, you're actually decoding all of these that is coming through the physical form so that you actually have it on utilizing all your senses, including your sixth sense, which in most cases we're not always obvious that we are also experiencing it on that level too. So you're experiencing it all. So it's coming up to the surface right now. And the thing is, as it's coming up, you know, we get the opportunity to wrap it up and then move forward. Now, the reason that we are talking a lot about neutrality in a sense, because, you know, we still have a lot of default programs that come up. If something comes up, we need to automatically, see it as bad or good, or that somehow we need to get resistance of it, you know. So we need to fight it, or we need to avoid it, or categorize it that there's something wrong with us, or that we need to fix ourselves, heal ourselves, or whatever else that we're coming into. Or we can go into another component of emotions where we now get caught up and become afraid of even experiencing it. So whenever there's change, there's things that will come up because we're going through this process right now. Everything is being expedited for us to make this shift. So when we're coming back to what the energies are doing, the energies are conducive right now to do that. And especially now, I'll add the other component, is there's a high importance for 2014 at this point in time for us to go into a preparation so that we can create as much wrapping up, as much energy upgrade, and then of course the operating systems are being upgraded too, because when the operating system is upgraded, it causes also confusion and it causes us to have some a more intense sensorial because the old one, so you have that little bit of a battle. But as these are coming through right now, so it's accelerating the completion to prepare us to go into at least a stepping into a fourth dimensional consciousness. And for others that are already dwelling between third and fourth, it's actually tipping you so that you actually stay consistent in the fourth because all the energies will reflect it. But the ones that are already in the fourth are getting prepared for the fifth dimensional consciousness. So this means anything that still reflects the third dimensional consciousness that you haven't wrapped up is going to, you want to be done. And this is why the intensity is coming through. Now, part of what we're going through, whenever we're going through these changes, we start to become more perceptive. We start to see more of what's going on. Look at you have the mainstream media, you have the propaganda that we're being taught from schools, from media, from others, from organizations or authorities and so forth, that, this is really what's happening and so forth. In actual fact, it's not. It's just a version of it, which, is most times not accurate in what the intention is or anything of that nature. But as you start to open up your eyes, as you start to notice things, you start now noticing that whatever is being propagated is not actually real. And it's being projected to instill a certain mind thought or mind program, or to instill a certain pattern of thought or observation or reaction or response, and a lot of times the response will actually create a surrendering and so forth. So, right now there's so much coming up to the surface where we're seeing what the government is doing, what the religions are doing, what the banking systems are doing, what the education is doing, what the medical system is doing, what the military is doing, what the police are doing. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And we're seeing that, you know, what we've believed in the past is really not so quite. But, you know, you have to look at it and say, well, this is coming up because we are now looking at it. But, of course, if we're still in a 3D state or if we're still dancing with that, even though their eyes are opening, we have the tendency to go into default of judgment. We go into the default of right-wrong. So that means we intensify the polarity. All of a sudden, you know, we start seeing ourselves as the victim, and then we see everybody else as the victimizer. Like, you know, the government's the victimizer. They're taking advantage of us, or all the different corporations, all the different institutions and so forth, and now they're the bad and we're the good, we're just the victim, and they're the victimizer and so forth, which in a way has a service in it, because the fact that you can learn from and wrap up the whole idea of polarity and the whole idea of good or bad, but then you come to the realization, and this is where it becomes very powerful, and if you want to move forward, this is where it becomes very powerful, you start to see the bigger picture. And in that bigger picture, you're going to see through a neutral state that they're just playing a role and that you are part of that role too. And that role that is coming to you is actually assisting you, even though they may be playing what others may call a dark role or a manipulative role or anything of that nature. It's a polarity. So when you could see it at that point, that it's just a role, you have a tendency to go into neutrality. And then through neutrality, you're still creating completion, but you're doing it very fluidly. So say you get into an activation of something intense in your life. You know, the automatic default, okay, what's wrong with me? You know, there's something wrong here, or I need, you know, somebody's doing this to me, and it's about the food, it's about that, it's about whatever. And we can go into that respect, and we can get hooked and caught up in there. So we just get stuck in that little mode for a while. Of course, the soul is not going to let you sit there and just get caught up anymore. Once upon a time, it would be. But now it's saying, okay, no, we got to move forward. So we just increase the heat even further to get you unstuck and to move forward. But if you're staying in a neutral state, which is something that is our natural state anyways, but when we are not judging and when we're not looking at right or wrong, good or bad, the transitions, the observations, the everything will change very quickly, and you're not going to get caught and then have. It's like you driving and getting caught in a puddle, and now you're stuck in the mud and you can't get out. So now somebody has to come and tow you out, or somebody has to come and push you out, or something of that nature. So your soul has to create other people to come and nudge you, push you, whatever it is, or tow you out. So you're not going to get caught in the mud any longer. So as you're moving along in neutrality, you're not going to get stuck, so your perpetual motion forward is going to continue without having any detours or any getting stuck type of thing. So that's where it becomes very, very beneficial and powerful. So the transition now that we're going through, of course, is going to see the right and wrong, good or bad about everything, you know, especially in the beginning. And it's not only about what's happening around us, it's even our own experience, because a lot of times we end up judging ourselves. We start to see, oh, I made a mistake, I did this wrong, or, you know, if I had made that choice or this choice, or, you know, looking at all of that stuff, or feeling that somebody that played a role in your life, whoever that may have been, that they did something wrong or anything of that nature. So it's actually transcending that part of it and seeing that, again, it always goes back to they all played a very vital role to assist you to move forward. So look at it this way. The moment you get caught up, and I'm just bringing this to the surface, whenever you get caught up that somebody did you wrong, or you get caught up in the fact that you've been abused or manipulated, which, you know, may look like on the surface, but that something was done to you, you were wronged, or you get caught up with the role that somebody's playing with you, even currently. So if you're having somebody like a boss that's being, you know, rough on you, nasty, or spouse or partner or friend or family member or something of that nature, and you start getting caught up in the fact of, oh, my life is like this because this person is doing this and this and this, and I'm angry because of this, 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 and this, and any of that stuff. So when you're looking at that part of it, you're now creating, again, getting stuck in a mud sort of thing, and it stops you, it slows you down. So until things get so intense that you're kind of yanked out or pulled into, you know, to get out of that state that you were before. So, but going into neutrality and understanding that first of all, first and foremost, like I was saying earlier, everybody's just playing a role. And within that role, it doesn't matter what any role that has been played with you, it doesn't matter who you interacted with, whatever played out, or even the environment that you're in, that it was actually perfect. Not only was it perfect, it was there orchestrated, co-created by you. You had a part in it. Now, you're not conscious of it. It's coming from a soul level. But at the same time, you had a part in it. There's nothing that will come into your life that in one way or another you do not bring into it because you brought it, that you don't see it as for something higher servitude. Now, the mind may turn around and look at it and say, well, why would I do that? Why would I bring that when my life is, you know, bringing me grief or it's giving me these challenges or whatever it is, or that, you know, I have to get angry or something of that nature? Remember, the highest part of yourself, the soul, and other levels of yourself is not concerned about what is playing out on the surface for you. It's not going to be turning around, well, okay, she's not having or he's not having, you know, what they want or, you know, whatever the game that may be at that point in time, and for them or whatever it is. It's really going to look at the big picture, look at really what you're here to do. You know, a lot of people ask, well, what is my purpose? Or, you know, I want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, most of the time, people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and it's just that we judge what we're doing and not really look at it because you look at the experiences in between, meaning, oh, what I'm doing is feeling not comfortable or it's painful or this and that. But that doesn't mean that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing or else you wouldn't be doing it. Now, yes, you can get caught in the mud sort of thing. You get caught in that experience that, you know, you need to move out of it. So it's going to be much more powerful nudging and much more powerful movement. So all you're doing is getting in alignment so that you start to flow. It's always going back to neutrality, going back to flow. So the nudging, the various circumstances that play out or the things that you co-create, you observe it as the observer, and you're looking at it and say, okay, great, what's my lesson here? Let me learn whatever I need to do, whatever I need to adjust, I adjust, and you flow. And again, it's a neutrality. So by staying in neutrality, you're never polarizing anything. You're not seeing right, wrong, good, bad, or anything of that nature. You see everything as an opportunity for you to learn and grow from it. And whenever you stay focused within yourself, and what I mean when you're focusing with yourself, if something is triggering you, something that is activating within you, instead of looking outside, instead of blaming the character that you invited to play the role, you're now going to look at self and say, okay, great, that person is now triggered something because I asked them to trigger it because that's really what's happening. And now I want to see why I'm having this automatic default so that I can actually make the adjustment in there. So that means if there's something in there that I need to learn and grow from and shift from, I'm going to go in and experience it fully and allow that shift to take form. And then I step out. See how quickly you can go through all the different components of it. And especially when you're having intense experiences, if you're walking in as an observer and in a neutral state, then you will be able to navigate much more freely. So you don't have to get stuck in that denser energy or the mud or whatever you want to call it as an analogy. You basically... You see it, okay, oh, great, this is what I need to learn, this is what I need to observe, and then move on, next, and then it becomes a flow. You're going from one to the next, to the next, to the next, and you're going to see each time that you're doing that, as you're doing that, your energy and frequency is changing, you're accessing higher consciousness, you will be able to navigate and flow through it even faster, much more efficiently. You'll notice that you will prepare yourself further to go into fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. You become much more aware, and then, of course, your energy is emanating much more powerful so that, of course, the certain things that you had as a pattern coming into your life no longer serves you, so it's not going to come into place anymore, but then you are assisting others just in your own presence, even if you didn't do anything in the sense of saying that you're going to become a coach or become someone that is facilitating others. Now, if you feel guided, that's fine. But you're not even need to do any of that if that's not what you feel guided to do. Just your presence, just you being yourself 100%. But the most powerful state of it is because of neutrality. It's about transcending the polarities. You know, we get caught up with the polarities. Even when people are awakening, you get a lot of the spiritual people get caught up, you know, and they get caught up in the polarity of right, wrong, good, bad, dark, light, and all of that. Because even dark and light, I mean, that's a polarity. You know, a source itself is all of it. It's not dark, it's not light, it's the whole spectrum of it. What happens where we create the polarity, we took the spectrum of light and we filtered out and created dark and we created light because we wanted to learn and experiment through dark and light type of experience. That was when polarity was kind of put into the component of the game, of the learning pattern or the experiential pattern. But now what's happening, all of this is dissolving the whole need of polarity, and it started to change at the soul level since 1987, right at the beginning, going at the end of 86 into 87 when we had that convergence, that the soul took out the necessity, okay, decided not to be connected directly any longer to the need of polarity. So it does not need to have, and when I say that, you don't need to have a negative experience, what we call negative experience, or we don't have to have an intense experience for us to appreciate something that is the opposite. It doesn't mean we have to have what we can call intense experiences for us to appreciate something else. So that means we don't have to have dark to experience the light, or that we need to have, you know, good days and then expect that we're going to have bad days. These, again, are just using analogies that people refer to. But in a sense, you no longer need that. And it's the same thing in the incarnation process, because that's also changed, because now it does not need to create, for example, play with the karma, because karma was all about polarity too. You know, in the sense is, if I play one particular role in one lifetime, I'm going to play the opposite in the next lifetime. Now, it may not be a direct opposite, but somehow it would create some form of opposite to experience within it. So it's not, you know, it's not even using that for in the incarnation. So in essence, no matter what you came in with, wherever you are at this point in time, guess what? You are now free to no longer utilize the polarities. Now, you may have entered with the whole idea of polarities, but that changed over 25 years ago. It's no longer necessary. But we still believe that we still have to thrive on that or operate within that, and we're still, but that is dissolving, and this is one of the things that are changing within ourselves. So by not getting caught up in polarity and start observing how many things that we judge, how many things that we are seeing right, wrong, good, bad, by looking at that and gently letting all of that stuff go and see everything as an opportunity, everything is an opportunity in a sense of making a move or a growth or whatever it is within yourself, then it flows a lot easier. Okay, you don't get stuck anywhere. You don't get, you know, that stickiness that, you know, you can't move through. I'm sure you notice it, Claudia, that, you know, as long as you're not getting caught up with, you know, what's happened to you, because that's the other part of the polarity, mm-hmm. What happened to me, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing happens to you. You co-create whatever it is, or you create it individually, or you ask someone to play the role for you. Nothing happens to you. You are part of that whole dance. You're creating your environment. You're creating your reality. You're creating the playmates. You're creating every aspect of it. So if you don't see it that way, you step into non-observation that something happens to you. Because even the other part is, you know, sometimes people get, and I know sometimes this can rock some people's world, you know, when we start accessing something outside of us, you know, I got to pray to this deity or something like that to come and fix things and whatever it is, right? Now you're putting something outside of you. Well, in a sense, that's just kind of an illusionary aspect of it. And some people do get results from it. And, you know, when they say, well, you know, I pray, I get results. Yeah, because what you're doing is when you're praying, and in most cases, you're kind of going into the surrender mode, and you're just allowing your own energies and your own consciousness and other parts of you to tap into and allow that flow to happen. In actual fact, did something deviate or come in there? No, but at the same time, you would be able to access something of a higher consciousness where you can't access it energetically and allow that to stream through you for that. But there's not an intervention in a sense of where, you know, I have, because I'm not capable, I have to go some out there and get something from some other source or something of that nature. So these, again, are always back into the polarized aspect. But in your case, Claudia, when do you find you make the most progress? Is it in a state of neutrality or anything of that nature? What would you like to share on that, on your view of your past?
Well, that's interesting, Franco, because as I was listening to you talk about it, you know, I feel like I'm reaching this point of neutrality because, I mean, I've talked to you quite a few times, and you've done clearings with me, even individually, and at times where I've been, you know, in pain. And now I can say that I don't have those same feelings, even like coming into contact with people who have, in the past, I've felt pain around, and pain just thinking about them, or, you know, things that you're wanting that you can't have, or something like. I notice a huge shift in that, and I don't know if some of it's just the natural aspects of time, but I think in talking to you and understanding that, that's why I really wanted to talk about neutrality, because I think that's one of the greatest tools to feeling a sense of freedom. Like, if you can have a neutral mindset, then, and also, like, part of that is remembering that we're all one, that we're all the same. Like, you and I are part of the one, and this person that I'm upset with that's hurt, that I feel has hurt me, is really me. It's like a mirror of me. So there's like no one to blame. There's no one to be so upset with, even the government, even the Illuminati and all that, even the reptilians. You know? So I just, and sometimes I just feel like life is a big hologram now. It's, you know, you think thoughts and they really come, I don't know. I'm really noticing how powerful my thoughts are more and more. Being able to be in this neutral mindset, because I'm not like reacting to things like I used to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because when you're not reacting, then the mind and soul are working hand in hand. You're on the same path. So that's why you have to understand. I mean, there's been a few changes that have occurred over the years now, and the emphasis on what the soul's how can I say, the soul's position of what it creates, you know, or what you actually create in your own life is much more streamed through the soul rather than the mind's pattern. And what occurred along the way is that, you know, we may have I want this, I want that at the mind level, but then you end up getting something different because the fact that the soul says, okay, no, if you're getting that, that's either a distraction or it's not going to be for our highest good at this time, it's not the right time for this because we have other things that we need to learn, and then you won't get it. Maybe it's delayed, and in a lot of cases, once it's delayed and you've gotten to a level where you completed what you needed to complete and your consciousness has shifted, a lot of times whatever was so important for you before becomes not important any longer. I say, well, I don't even know why I wanted that. I don't want it anymore, type of thing. But what you're talking about, the way that we manifest a lot more quickly is when we create an alignment between the soul and the mind. So that means you are now having thoughts that are alignment with the soul. That means those thoughts are very direct reflection of what the thoughts or the thought patterns that the soul is streaming to your mind. So that's why you can create it. Now, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I have negative thoughts and I also have negative experiences. Well, it's not because the soul wants you to have a negative experience. The soul basically says, oh, is this a negative experience going to help make a shift in Claudia or somebody else, whoever it may be, by having that it will create a certain intensity or bring up some story or program that we still have there that we want to address and clear up. So that's go for it, you know. So it's not going to say, I got to be careful of every thought I have, okay. It's more of, you know, when you're having the thoughts, is observing where the thoughts are coming from. In a sense, is it just random thoughts or anything of that nature, or does it, the thoughts actually feel within yourself? When you're going into your heart space, you're going basically into your heart chakra, basically, and you're tuning into that. Does it match in that regard? But as you go through the process of clearing and making all these adjustments in yourself, the two become very aligned, and you're not going to have so much the ego wanting this, 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 and this. It may still have some for a period of time, but in essence, your thought patterns really directly reflects what the soul would like for you to experience and grow. Now, you have to understand that the intention of the soul is not to create anything that is not of highest servitude. It's only there to create everything to prepare yourself so that you can now be part of this new world that we're stepping into. And of course, it wants the very best experience possible within it. And the best doesn't mean that it, life goes into, you know, a little fairy tale, you know, of everything rosy and so forth. The best for you is where you make the most progress, where you can actually be a contributor and part of all the changes that are coming through. So at that point in time, it may not look like the fairy tale, but it won't look like a nightmare either. It would just look like something that is beneficial. But in what, you know, you, the role that you need to play. Because remember, the, even stuff that you're doing for yourself right now, it becomes more and more of a collective benefit. So that means, see, this is one of the things we have to understand, is that we're not so much anymore in the individualized self-growth, mm-hmm. which that is one of the main components, but we are into the whole growth, whole self-growth. That means all other aspects of yourself, that means every single soul on the planet and off-planet and so forth, are all part and parcel working together, because for you to complete, for you to move forward on an individualized space, because our natural state is to be one unit working together, having a multitude of different expressions and so forth. But again, it's all part of the whole. So by you doing whatever you're doing and by being interactive, you're basically assisting. So whatever path that you're taking is not only assisting yourself to move forward, you're also creating the environment for other aspects of yourself. You know, like we say all the time, everybody around us is another aspect of ourselves. Well, you know, it's like your body. You take your body and you say, okay, I'm going to concentrate on one cell of my body. And I'm going to make this one cell in my body absolute pristine. But I really don't care about the rest of the body. Well, that cell is only one part of the whole body. Realistically, at some point, you come to a point and say, okay, I brought the cell to its perfection now. But you also see that it still can't flourish unless the other cells next to it and next to it and next to it are harmonized the same. So now you go out and that cell is now transmitting a certain band of frequency or a certain operating system or something of some sort that stimulates all the other cells in the adjacent, and then I know those will go on the adjacent to create a synchronicity and allowing all aspects of itself. That means every single cell in the body to reflect the same. And then, of course, the body as a whole body is operating pristine, in a sense. I'm just giving you an analogy here. But that's exactly how it works. So, you know, coming back onto the plane of, you know, it's just about me, yeah, it's about you, but it's all parts of you. You know, you're looking at the whole at this point in time. And it's the same thing with all the changes that are going now. The changes that we're going through on the planet at this point in time, the upgrade is because let's take the body, like a human body, is source. So it created clusters within itself, like the different components of it and the clusters, but some clusters have evolved and some clusters have, you know, have achieved a certain state of being and accessibility and new levels of creation, but other parts have not. So planet Earth being one of the clusters within the physicality of what we can call the whole or the source itself is basically now being upgraded so that it much more reflects to the other cells or clusters within the body, within the whole. So it always goes back to that, and that's what we're doing.
So you basically, you can't, there's really no way to improve just one of the cells or one person, one being, because even trying to clear and make one cell pristine, it would affect every other cell.
Exactly, exactly. See, the thing is, too, a cell that's not vibrating at its natural higher vibration, it's not basically there because of certain exposure or what is taken on or something of that nature. Once one cell starts to get of a higher vibration, or a more what we call pristine, if you want to call it that, just as a lack of better words at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The other cells beside it, the other cells in and around it, are affected by it in a sense where it actually, you're vibrating at a higher frequency, and what happens, it transcends or transmits or in this case, creates a change within the rhythm of that that frequency so that their frequency starts to increase too. So what you'll find is that as you're moving forward, as you are starting to vibrate higher, as you start to see a different level of consciousness, you're affecting everybody in around you, even without saying a single word, because you're now creating another frequency. You've seen where, you know, a tuning fork, you may strike one tuning fork and you put it next to the next one, even though it's tuning, it may be a slightly different vibration. In essence, it becomes synchronized in the tones. But at the same time, it's not only synchronized, it basically always resides to the higher pitch. So that's kind of the default, is that we always default into the higher frequency. So you're actually stimulating. Now, of course, if somebody is at a lower frequency at this point in time, and you're coming along and your presence is there because you need to be there because it's part and parcel. If you're around anyone at any point in time, it's where you need to be. Okay, you can't be anywhere that you don't need to be. That's the interesting thing, because a lot of times I hear, well, you know, I wasn't supposed to be there. The fact that you showed up, you needed to be there. Didn't matter. So you're being in that presence with people and you're vibrating higher frequency. Sometimes, at some point, you're going to create other people bringing up denser emotions, more challenges and so forth in their life. Because what's happening is that you're stimulating them to bring up everything that is of a lower vibration, because you're helping them upgrade. They may not see it that way at that point in time right away, but that's what, in actual fact, you're doing.
You mean they might actually start blaming you for all their problems?
That's a possibility, yes. Yes. I mean, you've probably heard it from some people. Well, you annoy me because you're always so positive, or whatever it is, or that your life is this and that, or whatever it is, or the fact that you're just, because you're neutral, you may just kind of trigger some people because they are not in the neutral state, and the fact that you're neutral doesn't, for them maybe that, hey, you're not even normal because you just, you don't get emotionally engaged anymore, or something's happened to you, or something, So, there's a lot of fun little things that will play out. But neutrality, of course, is just knowing that it's perfect. You're exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there. You can't ever make a mistake, and you flow with everything. And guess what?
Yeah.
I mean, everything just moves.
It's so true. I guess, it's interesting, the analogy of the cell. It's like we could look at it this way, that you're basically the cell, the cell that's pretty pure, that's mostly pure, and just being us, just being around you right now, that we're being brought up to a higher vibration, like in almost like an entrainment sort of thing, or, the vibration of you being around us being talking to you or being exposed to this information is actually bringing our vibrations up to a higher state. And not that we have to be in contact with you all the time in order to do that, but...
No, because it always exists in anyways. But the other part of it that actually is very, very conducive too is that every single soul has a certain frequency that operates within. And each one affects each other. So even though it is coming in and saying, okay, it might not be as high in the sense of what we would like to see as a certain frequency, but that, look at it this way. Mm-hmm. Simple example. Somebody that is playing a very dense, dark role, somebody that's very angry, very judgmental, very, great, what do you call it? Stimulate others by being, judgmental and reactive and so forth, or playing such a role that would make things difficult.
Mm-hmm.
look at how benefit that does, having even somebody like that around. You know, you go to somebody that is negative, and all of a sudden it brings up certain emotions for you, or it brings up certain programs for you, or anyone. I'm just saying, not just you, but I'm just saying anyone.
Right.
So it may stimulate. So even though that they're operating in a lower frequency, they're still facilitating in one way or another. So the mix and match of whatever's happening all around us is basically facilitating. So you have to look at the environment right now, because if you look at the environment of the game that's playing out in the whole world, it looks like it's all going to hell in a handbasket, if you had to look at it. And I've heard this, I heard a few people say, well, do you realize that it's getting worse and worse and worse? You know, it looks worse and worse and worse. People are even becoming more insane than ever before. And the choices that they're making, the reactions, and these are people that are in leadership roles. These are people that are, you know, high, you know, deemed as authoritative and so forth. Do you see the craziness that's going on? This is getting worse and worse, right? And really what's happening is the intensification of the polarities are being intensified so that that part of it is exposed. So it's clear. You know, it's just there to facilitate us. You know, the craziness of whatever. Like if you see what some of the choices are being made by the governmental levels and others so forth, or the medical, whatever it is, when we're talking about high thought, it's so blatantly clear that it kind of jolts you to say, really, you know, and you start to now investigate, and not only investigate, you start tuning into yourself and start looking at, and it helps you, stimulates to make changes. So if you have somebody of higher vibration, you're already creating a certain pattern for them to say, oh, okay, there is that availability there too. But then all the other stuff is also contributing too. But eventually, you have to understand, we're all playing roles. Now, once the roles are done, and when I mean done, that means if the collective does not require a certain level of polarity, a certain level of lower vibration. For example, say that we have some institution, some governmental otherwise, that are playing very restrictive, limited experience for humanity, saying that we feel like we're slaves or something of that nature, and we can't move forward. They're playing that role. And what I say to people all the time is that they're going to be playing that role. But they're going to play that role until it no longer serves anyone. The moment that is no longer of servitude, or service, I shouldn't say servitude, I keep using that word wrong, incorrectly, because of the definition, of service, when it no longer serves, it will not remain. It just completely dissolves. They can't even play the role any longer because there's no receiver. It's like, yeah, I can play the role, but if nobody's observing, or no, it doesn't make any difference to anything around because there's nothing there to observe, it doesn't exist. It doesn't need to be there anymore, and it just dissolves automatically. It's like this. Mm-hmm. You know, you have channels on the TV, and if there's a certain channel that people tune in and give them a certain particular experience, but if nobody tunes into that channel any longer, guess what? The channel's not going to stay up because it may still be there in a collective for a short period of time, but eventually there's no one tuning into it, and of course it's now taken out of operation because there's no observers. Mm-hmm. There's no one using it. It's the same thing. So they're playing the roles, and of course it's getting in much more polarized, much more obvious of, hey, you know, look what we're doing here. Come on, let's get it going here so that you can self-free empower, reconnect with yourself so that we can stop playing this game, so we can move on too. We want to be part of this beautiful transition also. We'd love to be in part of the new world, or maybe not. And if you're not, then, you know, I want to get done so I can leave here. You know, I want to finish my role. My job has got to be wrapped up. So you have to understand that part of it.
Well, it's really... It is a very intense time, and, you know, if this is what's happening, like, on a global scale, on a macrocosmic and microcosmic scale, it sounds like the polarities are just being exposed, and it's almost like, well, just on a personal level, it seems like drama is becoming even more and more ridiculous every day.
Exactly. So much more noticeable. It's like everything is laughable now.
Exactly.
And then people think you're kind of crazy because you're not really, they feel like you're not taking anything seriously, and then you're laughing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is why I find that I don't really talk to the average person so much, because I feel that it's almost like we're taking on a new language, looking at life from this perspective, from the perspective that you're sharing with us, that we're sharing with our listeners today, of being neutral and of seeing everything, everybody is playing a certain role in your life and everything is perfect. I mean, it is like learning a new language. And then we're speaking this language, but what, 76% of the people or more are not speaking the same language. So it can seem a little like you're, I don't know, in another world. Is this like, is this the new earth that we're creating, this this whole other way of being? Is this how we're doing it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And the thing is, too, by you being there, and even if you talk that language and you have that higher observational point, viewpoint, and, you know, you're sharing that consciousness, even with the average person, if you want to call it that, or the mm-hmm. typical person that's there, whenever you feel guided, you will share it. You know, even though it's over the head, they may not understand it or whatever it is, you're still planting a seed anyways. So if you feel to be there and you, and the conversation, because what happens is they get a little bit from you, they hear from somewhere else, and say, and it will stimulate them, and they go, wait a minute, you know, maybe the first time mm-hmm. they hear it, it's like, what is this person talking about? Are they crazy or what? You know, what has Claudio been smoking? You know, what's going on? I mean, she's talking about all this stuff. You know, but at some point in time, they hear from somebody else and somewhere else, and it's, you know, hey, wait a minute here. This something's going on here. You know, I need to start looking into this. Maybe there is something to it. Maybe it wasn't that Claudia was smoking something in there. Maybe there is something to it. And how many times have you may have communicated with somebody about something that you understood or was able to see, and they thought that you were completely nuts or just basically ignored and said, yeah, whatever, and not even pay attention. Then sometime later, they come up to you and say, did you know this? And it was kind of similar to whatever you were telling them or mm-hmm. told them some time ago, because they heard it from somebody else, but you planted the original seed. Now, you and then they may have had to hear it two or three different mm-hmm. versions of it or from other people, then eventually it starts like, okay, maybe there's some truth behind this, and it kind of stimulates them to move forward. So,
mm-hmm. That's true. It's like the seeds that we're planting for other people, and it definitely is. I am noticing that even the, I guess I shouldn't call people average, we're all extraordinary people, but the regular Joe walking down the street, even they are seeing things in a different way.
Yeah, they're still reflecting what has become a normal pattern or was a normal pattern. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and so we can call it the normal Joe or whatever you call it, the typical or whatever it is, but it is just what reflects as a larger group that have that particular pattern of thought form, you know, or mm-hmm. level of observation, right? I mean, we're all, you know, pristine, beautiful, powerful beings, and we're just taking on various roles. So, yeah, you're meeting the one that is reflective and responding to the typical pattern of program and so forth, then, you know, you're coming in at a different state or sharing something of a different state is going to sound pretty foreign to them at first, anyways.
Mm-hmm. So basically what I heard you say, though, in terms of the energies is that it's really increasing the polarity so that it can kind of get so big that we see it and then we can, like, let it collapse. So basically, like, till we get sort of tired of this whole thing and then we can all let it go. Is that the point of it getting so intense?
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much the tired, because it's just you get to the point where, you know, I'm done with this. I really don't need this experience any longer. You reach a saturation point. It's like this. You're going to go to school, and you're going to learn different subjects and so forth. You're going to come to a point in school where you say, okay, I got everything I need out of this. Okay, I'm not going to stay in the environment of school. I'm going to go out there and go play and do something else now rather than stay in school. It's the same thing. Now, what's happening, and this is, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because that way we can expand it further. What's happening now is that, especially this year here, you know, we're preparing. We're, you know, by the time we end this year, we're stepping into the preliminary activation of fifth dimensional consciousness on the planet. So that means that the planet will start to reflect much more, not fully, but more of the fifth dimensional consciousness, because that's where the push is. The full reflection won't happen until 2016, where the planet is fully integrated. Like right now, the planet is fully integrated in fourth dimensional consciousness. That means the energies and frequencies it operates and the operating system within the planet itself supports anyone that is in a fourth dimensional consciousness state. Okay. So if you're in a third-dimensional consciousness state, it's going to feel very uncomfortable. You're going to feel you're out of place. Something is feeling weird, okay? Now, you may be going back and forth, and I say you by anybody at this point. You may be going back and forth from third to fourth, and there's a certain level of discomfort, but that's the only discomfort is because there's certain parts of third that is coming, still playing out, that is not being reflective or being supported by the planet itself. So right now, this year, there's a preparation that's being pushed through, which is basically allowing as much as possible and to bring in as many souls as possible at this point in time to be able to shift into at least the preliminary start of fourth dimensional consciousness, so that when we enter into 2015 and we go into the preliminary start of fifth dimensional consciousness and then eventually full integration into 2016 of fifth dimensional consciousness. Basically, at this point in time, the energies and frequencies and codes and everything else that are coming through, all the different pulses and transformational energies all over the place right now that are coming through are going to continue to ramp up and continue to speed up. It's going to continue to increase. And, of course, it's going to accentuate and expand the polarity even further, so that it becomes much more obvious and it becomes much more of a conducive completion form that plays out. So anyone that still needs polarity because they still have some programs that like to deal with polarity will get fully saturated to it, at least exposed to the max, okay, as things are increasing. And then once they've achieved saturation and they no longer require it, then the polarity part of it dissolves within themselves, but it may still be in the environment, but they're not affected by it because there'll be other souls. Eventually, the polarity aspect that we're seeing right now will no longer be required to the degree, so it's not. But right now, everything is increasing for us because there's a huge push to get as many souls as possible to use the bodies that they're in and minds to do as much as possible in preparation and stepping into at least fourth dimensional consciousness. And the percentage is still very low. It's still just about a quarter that actually have enough to be able to resonate or vibrate in a fourth dimensional consciousness. The other three quarters are not. So it's making a big push this year. So as the energies are coming in, it's going to be feeling much more polarized, much more intense, only to create completion. And it's going to bring up more emotions. It's going to bring up more programs. It's going to bring up more insecurities, whatever it may be, because those are all part of the 3D world, because it needs to be wrapped up. So this is what is taking place at this time, all of this. And it's all in a way to advance us. You know, it's like when you're pushing, you're creating the environment for someone to go through whatever program they're going through, and it is being there just to stimulate them to keep moving forward. And now that we've started moving forward a little while back, and now it's trying to keep the perpetual motion going so that it keeps increasing as we go along. So that's what is going to be part of our expression and experience of this year. And the same thing is the planet's going to reflect it also, because there is also a transformation happening into the planet. There's a restructuring going on too. So not only are we going to see it on the energetic side, we're also going to see it on the physical side. So not only in the physical, in the form of body, meaning that you're going to bring up intense pains and discomforts or whatever else that you may need to clear up, but you're also going to see, you know, the planet itself reflecting change, and that change may and will, at this point in time, to whatever degree is necessary, because everything is being changed all the time, reflective in the weather pattern, nature, and so forth. Now, you know, when we talk about weather pattern, people say, well, you know, some of it is geoengineered and so forth. That's true. You know, some of it is, and maybe even a larger chunk in certain areas that is geoengineered. But this is also part of the polarized aspect of it being exposed even further. You know, you get people to observe what we are doing in the polarized state, eventually you're going to say, okay, that's enough. We don't need to play this any longer. Then we step inside, we step into it and make the changes so that we no longer need to play. So anyone that's playing the geoengineered role at this point in time, they may not understand what they're doing. They may see, well, I need to do this because of this or because I've been instructed or whatever it is. And, of course, you can look at it as a malicious thing because, yeah, we're contaminating our planet. We're creating environmental imbalances and disaster, if you want to use that as a word, not that becomes it's still part of an experience. But we're creating all of this stuff here. What are we doing? You know, we're ruining all of this that we had before, but it's still part and parcel in agreement that, yeah, we're going to let it go to a certain level anyways, because part of the thing that's happening on the planet, too, you have to understand, even whatever so-called, and we use this word because we understand it, damage that is being caused to the ecosystem, whatever is changing in that environment where, you know, we're saying, okay, we're destroying it. In a sense, it's not so much it's going to be reversible, it's going to be upgraded anyways. So the planet, you have to understand the operating system, because we're in a pool of energy, we're in a pool of consciousness, right? So the planet is part of that pool that is creating a planet, and we're part of all the little pools within it that creates the physical form. So the planet itself is not actually operating in the natural design that it was done before. It was actually modified to create the polarity, to create challenges on the planet. You know, this whole idea of, you know, the extremes of hot and cold and whatever else that's going on and all the different extreme weather patterns, these were all changed within the operating system that was there. So we're kind of playing that out fully now. But we're doing it more on the level, because before, when it was modified by other beings that were, you know, had the opportunity to come in and change it. Well, humanity was not in a conscious state to be able to do that, meaning the engineer, the architects that were kind of choosing to come and modify the human experience, they did it at that level. Now we're kind of doing it ourselves, if you want to say it that way, by the geoengineering. However, it is... the intensities, the polarization that's happening, the craziness, if you want to use that as just a lack of a better word now, just to mm-hmm. accentuate it, is for us to see that we don't need this any longer and we're not going to participate and carry it forth. And then the new program will be reactivated anyway so that the planet actually goes back to its natural design, which will be much more harmonious with our essence. So you're not going to have the same extremes as before. It's going to be much more nurturing for, and then of course our bodies will change too, so that we don't have the same level of dependency on the planet itself. Where before we would get the energies just from our environment, and now we're getting the energies from consuming food or consuming some form of substance outside of us, so we have a dependency on the planet itself. Restore all of that. So in essence, this, what's happening now, is creating polarity, it's creating intensities, it's creating all this completion and so forth, and as much as it's being maxed out to the point, it's not going to be devastating where the planet is going to be destroyed and completely. I'm not saying not for us to take steps and to observe what's playing out so that we can eventually say, okay, we're done with this, we're not going to endorse it, we're not going to play with this the way we were playing before, and we're going to now make this adjustment take place in its natural state. So as much as all of this is playing out, there is a certain level of allowance for us to complete this polarity, and this is the only reason because I can tell you one thing. We're from a larger organism. You know, we are basically, in a sense, what happens on planet Earth is not totally dependent on us, on the inhabitants of planet Earth. Now, I say that loosely because, yes, the planet Earth reflects the collective of the people on the planet. However, the main operating system comes from a higher collective. Now, what actually plays out on the planet in the sense of the direction it goes is not solely dependent on the souls that are on the planet. It is also dependent or closely connected to the next cluster of cells, which are, in this essence, coming from the solar and galactic part. So it is not for the highest good for us to destroy planet Earth or ourselves. So the brother-sister souls, the so-called ones that have taken the engineering role, and also the energies of the collective on a larger scale, also govern the outcome here. So we may have negative energies, negative experiences, whatever may play out, intensities of polarization, but it's still governed to how far it can go. It's never going to go to the tipping point where we destroy ourselves. We had the potential when it was more hands-off, but the hands-off is no longer in that position anymore. So we're not, you know, totally under, you know, for example, I'll just give you a really simple example. The decision's not left behind the self-destructive mode that we took on and in our own way of doing it. For example, you know, if somebody wants to self-destroy themselves, you leave them in a room where they have all the tools to do so, then they would. But in essence, there's a larger cluster saying, no, we're not going to give you enough to destroy yourselves. We're going to give you enough to create enough intensity so that you can get whatever you need to do done, and then we'll facilitate you along the way so that you can actually now, once you get to a certain level, you no longer are as destructive, per se, and then you will be restored for more of your own self-governance. Hopefully that made sense.
Yeah, it did. You know, it just as you were saying that, I was trying to imagine who exactly these beings are. I don't know if what came to my mind, because I thought that the Pleiadians were part of the group that were initially involved in the genetic manipulation, even though we like the Pleiadians. What I understand is that they were actually involved in it. So is that true? I mean,
well, you know, every planet is a new playground that they create, that are created by other beings, other aspects of ourselves. Now, there are clusters that are more advanced, and they take on the role of architects and engineers. And they are always fine-tuning the playgrounds and fine-tuning so forth. Now, when it was originally put together, when it was retooled, because the planet gets retooled, it basically it goes in, all the programs get altered so that it creates, you know, because again, it's all light anyways, it's all what you call full spectrum energy and spectrum of light, which now takes some, you put coaster, you put a certain level of consciousness, a certain vibration within it, and now it creates form, and that form is really not even a form, it's actually a movement of energy within it, which we now, the physicalities, again, which is only a light form too, that can decode it into form. So the original architects and engineers have, you know, 15,000 years ago, made modifications to the planet to suit this new strain or a new series of physicalities that came in. And it was the original first experiment saying, okay, planet Earth, we're going to create it as a host for many species, the host of many species, not only for human, species taking form as beings or whatever you call it, but also species of animals and so forth. But when the modification occurred, we had different sort of hybrid, you know, modified versions of it that basically said, you know, we want to create not only polarization, but we want to create such intensities. And so planet Earth, when it was modified, so there were different species that were involved. You know, Anunnakis had a role in it at one point in time. You know, the reptilians had a role in it at one point in time. We've had other species that have come along that may have come into the Pleiadian family too, but it's not, it wasn't in their natural state. It was always these so-called hybrids. There's another word for it. I can't recall what it's called. But again, the only reason it was allowed to take form, this modification, was because it said, okay, let's see what happens when the polarity not only gets accentuated, but we are now more negative than positive, and just let the planet Earth become that playground where it's very, very challenging, and it's very, very disconnected too. And it allowed to do that. But now, with the changes that are going on, is because it no longer suits the big cluster of evolving environments to play with. So planet Earth has become, it was kind of isolated in a sense of seeing where it can go with these modified codes, which were done about some 5,000 years later. Well, actually, it was the 5,125 years later when it was going through into another cycle. That's when the modification occurred, where the codes came in and was changed. And just to see where that experiment goes, to say, okay, well, let it be. Let's go through and see where the outcome comes from. Because I'm sure we're all going to learn as a collective, and when I say collective on a galactic level, from the path that Earth goes. So, you know, was it from the original plan? No, but it was, you know, kind of an alternate plan that was put into place, and then it could have been easily changed back, or it could have been easily said, no, we're not going to let this happen. But it was more of an acceptance of saying, yeah, let's go for it. Now, the souls that have come onto the planet very well knew that this is what this planet was designed to do or modified to do. So each and every soul that came here agreed to be part of this past, this experience, this you know, very polarized, disconnected experience, because it's saying, you know, it's like anything. I mean, the soul is not going to turn around and say, well, this planet's good, that planet's bad, you know, or that planet is too corrupted, I'm not going to go there. It just basically looks at it and says, okay, can I learn from going into that planet? It doesn't even see good or bad. It just sees different forms of expression and experience, different forms of, what you can call it challenges, but different forms of ways to learn and grow within it. So it chooses to come here. So as a collective, the souls have agreed to say, okay, let's see what this experiment's like. And then it's up to each individual soul to say, well, do I want to be part of it or not? You know, nobody's been dragged here or thrown here and say, okay, well, you know something? You've been bad, or something of that nature. You're going to planet Earth. Because over there, planet Earth, it's going to be like a hell there, and that's your place to go. It doesn't work that way.
Well,
sometimes
that's
it feels
good.
That way. I used to tease my family sometimes, you know, years ago when they were younger, especially my mother at times, she was, well, you know, you're careful, you talk like that, do like this, you're going to go to hell. And I said, Mom, where do you think we are? You know, just play with her. Yeah, it's just like, you mean this is like, no, this is like, you know, your testing ground and so forth. And I said, no, Mom, this is hell. But I used to correct it. It isn't. But, you know, it's just the teaser because of the fact.
Yeah.
So, because it was so polarized, so disconnected, so intense, but it's quite a ride. I mean, you're here, you,
mm-hmm.
and everybody else that's here on the planet right now, all volunteered, and you all knew, we all knew, not just, we all knew that we were going through this transformation, and you knew, we knew, that this transformation was going to be very colorful, very intense, very polarized in a sense. You can see both sides, because what happens is the polarization before was a different component. Now you see the polarization. But the beauty of all this polarization is to go to its natural state of neutrality, where you're no longer polarized. You're no longer needing good or bad, light or dark or any of that nature. You encompass the whole thing. You embrace the whole part of it, all of it. You don't leave any components of it out. You bring all of it in, mm-hmm. and you express and experience it through it, but you're not governed by either one.
Mm-hmm.
You flow.
Wow. Yeah.
You're free. You're free to flow through it. Now, neutrality is a big thing because, you know, we talk about neutrality. We talk neutrality all the time. You know, we're going into the neutral state because, you know, the big thing, and we may have talked about it in other shows. You know, I do lots of them. I don't remember them all. But you can stop me at any time. But, you know,
okay.
the whole idea that people say, well, neutrality means, you know, there's not going to be any more passion. There's not going to be more excitement. There's not any more fun in it, right? But in actual fact, neutrality is actually much even more expanded because now you're not stuck one side or the other and have to stay there for a long period of time. Now you can actually play with all of it. You can go from any levels of polarity and don't have to go to any levels of intensity. That means I can go up to a certain level and then change it to something else, but you now free yourself to play with the whole thing. It's not like you're only going to be isolated in one part of the park and you can't have the rest of the park. You now, in neutrality, you can play with all parts of the park because you're not going to judge anything. You're going to see everything as a beautiful expression and experience. But at the same time, you're also not needing to, you know, be stuck in one space and say, well, this is all I know and I want to stay here and whatever else. And then that's why I was saying earlier that, you know, even in the reincarnation or what we call projecting the hologram into another physicality or another expression form or in another position on the planet or something of that nature, that you're not coming back on the opposite scale. So that means any longer you were before. Mm-hmm. That means you're not, you know, you played a role that I'm going to be the saint this time and the next time I'm going to be the devil or the one that actually, in a sense, is a victimizer and in the last role of the victim and stuff like that. You're not going to, you don't need to do that any longer. It's not even part of our soul's desire. Now you're coming in and it's open, the open playground. I'm going to play with everything. And this is what we're going to notice, too, is that stuff that you never even were interested in or danced with before or expressed or experienced before is coming to the platform for you to play. You're basically opening yourself up to experience and express anything and everything now. You're not restricted any longer to the way you were before. You'll see that you have much more accessibility to it. And, of course, it feels like much more extremes, too. And it becomes uncomfortable sometimes, too, because it's stuff that we've never experienced before. It's like in an area you've never been. It's something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, gosh, especially I'd say the last month has been a time where, I don't know, at least with my friends and I, we talk about all these programs are coming up to the light, either interpersonally, we're being triggered, or even just today I was talking to my friend and she was saying that just she was doing activations and that they were kind of, or different rituals and things to bring about change, and then programs that weren't even triggered by people were coming up to be looked at and dissolved. And so it does seem like the energies are really conducive to this right now. And it's funny because I remember when I first started talking to you and you talked about this neutrality thing, and it was much more of a foreign concept to me. And now it's been a little over a year later, year and some months, and I feel like I totally understand it now. You know, like I really feel it, even though sometimes I still slip up and I get emotionally reactive. And but that's not, I mean, is it that, would you say that if we're able to be neutral, then we would never have our buttons pushed by people anymore? Like once we're into the new, maybe into 2015, is that the goal, to be so neutral that we're no longer having reactions like that anymore?
Well, what happens is as your buttons are pushed, as you wrap up those automatic default activations within yourself or the emotional components that come up, once you've dealt with that, you go more and more into neutrality. So when you're in neutrality, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, what's playing out around you, there's no buttons being pushed. There's no buttons to be pushed because all the buttons are deactivated. But you're actually completely neutral. So it doesn't matter where you go, you can have a blast wherever you are, in a sense where you can actually navigate and have whatever experience you choose wherever you are. So you're not even going to restrict yourself saying, well, I'm not going to even go with these people, or I'm not going to go in that. Okay, so if somebody is vibrating at a lower frequency, you may not just feel, I don't feel like playing there because I don't need that particular part of the experience any longer. So you may choose not to, but you're not affected by it. Even if you need to go there for whatever reason, you're not going to be there, oh, I got to be careful or anything of that nature, or whatever, like you're saying, you're doing rituals or something of that nature. There's no buttons to be pushed because you're in a neutral state. But the neutral state was achieved by taking care of all the buttons, by wrapping up all the things. That's how you get to neutrality, is wrapping it up. So the fact that buttons are coming up, you know, it's like, all right, great, another opportunity for me to address something I couldn't address before. And what's happening, and the other thing is, too, is that the new frequencies coming in is actually allowing us to access things that we weren't easy to access. Because look at it this way. A lot, especially when we're talking about past lives or past projections, and really they're current projections, but projections we utilized at one point in time before when we were putting our attention there. But when things of that nature are coming up, when say that you had a past experience, just so that people refer to that, a past experience of some lesson or something that was triggered or something that became a concept or belief system or perception, and it created an automatic response. Now, certain lifetimes, per se, you would choose a certain embodiment in a certain cultural, a certain part on the planet to have a certain frequency so that you could actually access that. Because it needs a certain positioning of energies and so forth to be able to access a certain experience. So say you were murdered, for say, in one lifetime, and you kind of really never learned your experience thoroughly with that. Now, the fact that you're coming back into another life or a new projection, you may have taken on a form, and you may have taken on a certain cultural frequency and also a certain codes and whatever else, that you may not even be able to access that because it wouldn't even be able to be comprehensible for you at that point. So, and then I'm looking back at other lives. So you're going from one life to the other. Each life will, this is why you're saying, when you choose your next life, you're choosing a life which will be able to access certain experiences that you want currently that you haven't addressed yet, and ones that you may have had in a past lifetime, but you're not going to be able to access all of them. You're going to only be able to access certain ones. So if you were raped or something of that in one lifetime, and now the next lifetime that you're choosing would not be conducive for you to experience that or to even bring it up into your consciousness to even feel it, because really the environment is totally different, your energy is different, the embodiment and the programs of the codes or whatever you're taking on from mom and dad would not be so conducive for you to be able to experience it. So you're not going to be able to address that part. You're not going to be able to complete it, whatever that was still not finished. I'm talking about stuff that wasn't finished from the past life. So each life, you're able to access certain parts of it, certain parts of different past life experiences, or access certain levels of learning. Let's put it this way. You come with a list of things that you want to do in this lifetime, and it's much more specific what you want to do. Now, where we're at this point in time, so that you have a good understanding of what's going on, the codes and frequencies that we're working in, the band of frequency that we're working in now, what is being streamed at this point in time is giving us full access to every single past life. That means it doesn't matter what you came in with, what codes you came in with, the new ones are coming in is giving you access to access all of them. So, for example, you may have been murdered in one lifetime. You couldn't access it because of the incarnation that you chose. But now, because things have changed, you're being streamed new codes and new accessibility, new bands of frequency that you can now access and address all of it. So now all of a sudden you can go into that murdered state. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to experience a murder. You're going to experience whatever component or emotion or program or anything of that nature or lesson that you did not learn in that time is much more feasible now. I mean, it will be come to the surface so you can actually address it and wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening now is giving you access to everything. That's what the energy difference is for. And this is why there's so many things that you didn't even know where they're coming from are coming to the surface. And remember what I said about the list? You came in with the list. It's going to say, okay, this is on the list, but now I'm open for all of it. Anything I have not experienced, I'm going to review, and I'm going to not only add it to the list, I'm going to put it in live stream now. I'm just going to keep throwing it in. It's like a conversation. Mm-hmm. We're starting a conversation. We may not want it to go into a specific topic, but because something got triggered in the topic that we were talking about, now we bring in the other things that we never even planned on talking about. It's the same thing with our experience. Oh, we're already here. Okay, let's address this, and this. Mm-hmm. Let's add to the list. And that's why it's seeming such more intense and much more powerful. But look at the progress that we're making along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that we're doing in this lifetime would have taken, especially now in the last, say, 25 years, but in the last year, in the next few years coming up, this would have taken hundreds of lifetimes in most cases, if not thousands in some cases. You're doing it in one.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. So the ride is colorful. The ride is intense. But, hey, look at the progress you're making. The souls are in delight. Who you truly are is in delight. All right, I got the platform to play now, the platform to make as much progress as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is going, what the hell? You know, what is this? Am I crazy? What am I doing? What the heck is all this all about? But because the mind is still, you know, limited in one way, but it's expanding at the same time.
No, I think that's it's funny. Yeah, you know, and then we can help each other when we're in moments of going through things or feeling maybe down because we're experiencing these old programs. Maybe our friend can remind us that it's all happening perfectly and thank God this is coming up so you can finally let go of this. I mean, that's what I told my friend today. I said, that's great. I'm so happy for you that this is coming up. She's like, really? But then she saw it, you know what I mean? So it's like, you have to be careful, I guess, who you say it to or how you say it, but it is really beautifully coming along.
Well, you know, the thing is, why put that in there? You don't have to. I mean, that was
no,
the way
you
it
don't.
Was before. You don't have to be careful about saying anything. If you feel, if it comes out of you, if you need to say it, it feels to say it, and it needs to be said, even though they may react negatively or may just think you're absolutely nuts or whatever it is, you just planted a seed that's going to expand and germinate within themselves. You've just now ignited something for them. They may not understand it on a conscious level and say, why would you go say that? But at the same time, it was perfect for whatever they need to say. So don't even get caught up in the idea that we need to be careful who we say it to. If it comes out, it comes out. I mean, you know, the mind's going to turn around and say, what the heck did I say that to them for? You know, they're religious or they're this or they're that, and they won't understand that. I've just, you know, said something blasphemy to them in their view, but they needed to hear it. And even if they reacted and responded, right? But like you said, then they'll come to realize, yeah, you're right. You know, it's, yeah, okay, thank you. You know, maybe not right away, but later it does.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of doing this kind of show and spreading this information. And I'm sure there's some people who are new to this and their minds are just being completely expanded as we're speaking to their higher selves and their souls. And, you know, this is so great, and I just want to be conscious of the time here. We're actually at the end. We're actually at 9:59, so we have 1 hour left.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have to have some time to do the clearing activation, so I'm not sure if we have time to take any other calls because
it's up to you. I mean, we can play 5 or 10 more minutes if you want. If not, we can, you know, do the break thing and then go in there. But I wanted to bring one thing that you brought up, and I meant to say it before too, just quickly, and you just reminded me as you were going through it, and that is, you know, that we're helping each other. remember, the we're now into what we call oneness consciousness. This is where we are facilitating each other and accelerating each other. We're playing each other roles for each other much more fluently and freely, but at the same time, we're also supporting each other. And this is why people come together and they support each other, like what you were saying before with your friend. You know, you're reminding them. And it's, what it does is keeps them on track without falling off the track temporarily. They always get back on track, but in a sense, you're stepping in and others are stepping in for you, and you know, it always is, it's always there for each other. That we are more and more doing that, where we are now much more open to do that in the sharing and the supporting of each other so that we actually all move forward. Because the thing is, every single soul that actually stays and continues to move forward will actually even perpetuate the larger collective transformation to occur. So oneness is very key right now. It has become the forefront, and it's about uniting, coming together. And this is why communities are coming together, to support the energies, to support the consciousness, to support one another through their transformation. Because, yeah, it can be challenging. And if you see yourself isolated, you see yourself alone, it becomes even much, much more difficult, but it also becomes more opportunities for you to get stuck. I mean, you'll never permanently get stuck, but at the same time, you can dwell in that stuck state a little longer. But because you're coming together, that you feel the pull of connecting with other people that are maybe in the same frequency or whatever it is, in the sense of the movement that they're making, you're supporting each other. So it's great that you said what you said, because that's very key, because it's not for us to see ourselves alone in this. Mm-hmm. No one's alone, ever, but we're not alone in this path. We're all in it together. And whatever progress each individual does is facilitates the whole. There's nothing that we do on an individual basis or collectively does not affect everyone. You can have someone that is still totally clueless, okay, not aware of anything that's happening, and you have a cluster of people coming together, and they're doing whatever they're doing, even on an individual basis or collectively, they're being affected too. The ones that are clueless in one way or another is being stimulated one way or another without even being consciously aware, but they'll start noticing things within themselves they weren't able to notice before, or even in their surroundings and environment. That's why people get together and they do group meditations. They do like the one we're going to be doing. And this, again, is affecting the whole. The whole planet is involved. You know, and all the other beings that are connected so closely to us that are on the planet already, and the ones that are observing from a viewpoint are also streaming. So it's very, very powerful, this whole oneness consciousness now. It is very, very powerful in comparison to anything we've experienced before.
Hmm. Yeah, I definitely feel that, and that just makes me, again, you know, like so many people I've heard say this to you, I just feel really calm, and like everything's going to work out when you talk about this, and I'm sure that people are really feeling that vibe right now. So I think that in terms of the timing, I know we wanted to, this has been such a beautiful talk, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to, I think what I'd like to do is we'll take a little break so that everybody can have a refreshment or, you know, have a bathroom break and then come back. And then how long will we go for, and is there a way that I can make sure that we end on time, Franco?
Well, we'll leave it to my soul to do it,
okay.
Because at this point in time, I can never tell what on the level of observing, saying how long it's going to take. I never know.
Okay.
However, it also knows there's a cutoff period at 3 hours, so it will do what it needs to do. So every time that there's been a cutoff of some sort, it always stops just before that. So it always works out one way or another. So I wouldn't be concerned. We'll just let it go the way it goes. But, you know, we may be stretching it right up to the three-hour mark, possibly, or slightly less.
Okay, because we will actually in terms of the time for Blog Talk, we will get cut off at the end of the 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But so in case we do go towards the end, I just wanted to make an announcement about our next show, mm-hmm. That you and I will have episode 4 of the series, the Franco Di Nicola series for C.J. Miller Show. It will be on March 18th, and that is a Tuesday. So that'll be just over a month away from now. And I'll be putting stuff up on Facebook and on my website. And if you want to check out anything about Franco's work and what he's doing, you can go to francodinicola.com. And you can also check out my website at wholeearthhealing.com. And plus, all the links are below. And if you want to just get in touch with us, please write to us. And we'd love to answer any other of your questions in the time when we do have time. And for the next show, maybe we'll take some questions ahead of time and we'll have those ready to go. So why don't we take just a couple of minutes break now, and then we'll come back and we'll start the clearing.
Yes, and when we come back, just make mm-hmm. yourself comfortable so that whatever position is the most comfortable for you, because we want to not put any attention of any level of discomfort in the body. So find mm-hmm. yourself a comfortable position where you're not going to be disturbed, and so that you can actually just completely let yourself go. And you're basically going on for the ride and let the ride go wherever. There's no specific intention that I need to go and do this or that. Just let it take you wherever. You're going to end up going exactly where you need to go. You'll get exactly what you need, and all the adjustments will take form. There's no right or wrong, good, bad way of doing it. And if you do fall asleep, that's okay too. You can always repeat it. Again, even if you're asleep, you're still, the soul is being activated by it. The subconsciouses are being activated. Maybe the conscious mind may not be fully at the ego level, be able to access it as much, but the thing is, it's still being affected regardless because of the other two components. But whenever you do repeat it and you are more in an awakened state, it will also alter the ego programming too. So just mm-hmm. you know, don't start thinking, oh my god, and if the mind wanders, just let it wander, just let it be, but just focus on, you'll be instructed because this is a guided meditation anyways.
Okay, great. So why don't we just take, let's see, how about a 2-minute break so that we'll start up again. It's 2:08 now. So why don't we say maybe 3 minutes. When we say we'll start up again at 2:08. It says 10:08 on my clock. So we'll say we'll start at 10:11. So that gives us a few minutes. And we'll just go into silent mode here, and then right before we're going to start, I'll just say, okay, Franco, we're ready for the clearing. Okay, everybody. All right, we'll see you in a few minutes.
All right.
Okay. Okay, hi everybody, we're back. This is the C.J. Miller Show with Franco Di Nicola, and we're ready now for the clearing. So just get in a comfortable, relaxed position and listen to the words from Franco. Okay, Franco. Hello, Franco. Oops.
Okay. Sorry about that. Just kidding.
All right, that's okay. That's okay.
All right. Good.
Okay.
All right. So what we want to do now is we're going to put our attention on the breath, and we're going to utilize the breath as a vehicle to take us into a deep, relaxed, trusting, peaceful state. The state that we are going to be entering is our natural state. It is a state that we do not need to learn. it is natural. So we're going to allow ourselves to be carried into this state. We understand that we are heavily engaged in the mind most of the time, and this becomes unnatural for us to be in this deep, relaxed, peaceful state. But now we're going to do it by utilizing the breath. So each time we breathe in, we're putting our attention on the breath and feeling the sensation of the air entering our body and the expansion that is occurring within our lungs. As we exhale, we feel that gentle release as the air is leaving your body, going through, and the sensation of release is also allowing your body to let go of all tension, all tightness. And we'll continue to breathe in and out. Each time we breathe in, feeling that beautiful expansion. Each time we breathe out, feeling that beautiful sensation of letting go and allowing ourselves to go into a deeper and deeper, relaxed, peaceful state, feeling that natural state of who we are within it. As we continue to breathe in, we're now tuning the breath so that the breath, the air that we're taking in, we're tapping into the highest level of consciousness and the highest vibration of transformation that is being shared with other aspects of ourselves, being either humanoid or others. We take it into our body and we utilize it to create a transformation within ourselves. We merge it with our own consciousness. We merge it with also our own energy and expand it even further. As we exhale, we are now releasing all that no longer serves, and we are also sharing this higher consciousness, this higher vibration, which is now being re-entered back into our collective, which is utilized by other brother sister souls. Whatever we release that no longer serves is automatically drawn and sent right back to the sun, where everything is returned to its natural state, which is pure light, pure potentiality. It's going back into that field of energy of all there is. Everything is from all there is. We create form, we create vibration, we create energies for expression, experience, and for opportunities for creating higher levels of enlightenment. But once it no longer serves, and in most cases it has been created in such a form for our own specific purpose, we release it back to the field where it all becomes back to its natural, pure essence. As we continue to breathe in and out, going deeper and deeper, as we continue to go deeper and deeper, we're getting more and more relaxed. We are letting go of the outside world, and we are now connecting more and more who we are. As we continue to breathe, also, we're allowing the mind to get quieter and quieter, and we now instruct with great love, with great appreciation for the tool that the mind is. We instruct the mind to go into an observer state and not to interfere with this process, to observe, expand, and learn. So should any thoughts come along, just let it come and let it go. We're not giving it any attention. It's going to come in and go out. And eventually we'll get quieter and quieter. As we continue to breathe, going deeper and deeper, we're going to now call forth the true essence, who you truly are, within the essence of your physical form. Your own soul, the reason that you are in this body, the reason that you are activating all these beautiful expressions and experiences in your day-to-day life. It is the reason that you have chosen this particular path. It is the very essence that gives substance to your journey on the planet. We ask your soul right now, the true essence of who you are, to emanate in its fullest state of being, to create a beautiful energetic field starting right in the heart chakra. This energetic field will have its natural state of pure unconditional love, which is your truest form of essence, pure creator essence, the architect, the designer, and also the creation of all. the pure state of neutrality and peace, which is your natural state, all created in this beautiful energetic field that is now expanding throughout your body. As it expands throughout your body, it is actually completely filling the space between the cells, the membrane of the cells, and the cells itself. It is permeating right into your subconscious mind and within all the memories, all the programs, all projections. It is going into the conscious mind, into the pattern of thought forms and all memories within it. Going into the ego mind, and it is now altering the old programs that it operated within, upgrading it and going in to accentuate the experience fully. It is at this point in time also reflective within the soul that is exposing all the imprints, all the memories, all the unfinished business from past lives. It is bringing it all forth right now. It is going right into your DNA and genetic code, which both have been modified to not reflect that state. Now it is being infused to create a harmonic balance so that it reflects that new state. It reflects the essence of you within your own genetic code and DNA so that your human physical experience will be reflective of it much more. It is altering your hologram, and that is so. To further facilitate it this time, we now extend together, we extend a beautiful column of light from our own sun. This column of light will consist of the newest codes, the highest vibration, the fullest spectrum of light that is actually tuned and tooled to transform our human experience, to transform our planet. It is the very essence that is assisting and facilitating this transformation. But it is also carrying the codes of 200 other planets that are being reflective into our sun's energy field. It is also reflective of our galactic central sun, which is a cluster of 400 plus planets. And it is also reflective of source consciousness, which is the collection of all levels of consciousness, all levels of enlightenment and expansion. Of all existence is all embedded within this column of light, which we now extend together from the sun, through our atmosphere, through the building, or wherever we are, and we're completely bathing each one of ourselves. We're bathing ourselves from head to toe in all directions, creating a beautiful, energetic ball of light. And we are this ball of light right now, which is now permeating through and blending with the energies and frequencies of our own soul's emanation that is combining itself with within the space of the cells, the membrane of the cells, and the cells itself, including our subconscious, conscious, ego, mind, soul, genetic code, and DNA. We're creating a beautiful blend of energy right now. And as we're doing so, we're allowing the body to utilize this energy to transform itself. And as we are now choosing, as we are all connecting, as we bring all of the souls that are participating now, will participate later, and any souls that are not participating right now but have volunteered from whatever state they're in right now to be part of this, we're now combining all the souls together. We're connecting it in a level where we are creating one beautiful frequency of exchange. We're now sharing each other's consciousness. We're facilitating each other's expansion. But at the same time, as we agree collectively right now, we now, with all of these energies and frequencies that we're streaming through ourselves, we now call forth, command, bind, and release from ourselves. We're releasing from our own operating system, from our own hologram, and also all levels of consciousness that we have within ourselves, within our own physical form, DNA, and genetic code, and also soul. We are now releasing all forms of darkness, all densities, all blockages, all barriers, all shadow aspects of self. We're also releasing all contracts, agreements that no longer serve. We're also releasing all imprints, all default programs. We're also releasing all patterns that we've taken on from other past lives and the patterns of incarnation. We also release all patterns that we've established from our genetic codes, but also from our lineage and from our own journey. We're also releasing all emotional intensities, encodements. We're also releasing all default programs. We're releasing also automatic responses. And as we also release also all negative thought forms, patterns of thought forms, and any imprints within it. We take it all and we offer it all through this column of light, which is being redirected right back to the sun, where everything is restored back into the pool of energy of pure light, pure potentiality. All of it has served. We have no judgment about anything, but we are releasing it with great love. We release it for the highest good, because we are now allowing the new essence to come through, the new energies. We are now creating the slate completely clear so that we can create new forms of expression and experience, and that is so. We also release all imprints, all codes. We also release all debris, all toxicity, all heavy metals. We also release all energetic encodements that have come through satellite, the moon, Saturn, from repeater stations. We also, at this point in time, release all energies from all electromagnetic influences, from cell towers and so forth. We release all that has been adopted and utilized that no longer serves, we are releasing. Should anything really still serve us, we will maintain it, but we are also creating the path to be released immediately the moment we're done. We're not creating any patterns of energy that will hold anything that no longer serves. Therefore, any moment that we are done with anything, it will be automatically released with no effort. We're creating that pattern. We're creating that path right now. We're creating the energy within you. And we are all doing it together. This is all one coming together. We also call forth at this point in time to upgrade our operating system, so that we reflect more the fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. Anything that is reflecting third dimensional consciousness that is not absolutely necessary at this time, we are releasing. Or we're creating the path of transformation accordingly, as we allow this beautiful movement. We now tap into the highest level of consciousness, so that we are now opening and removing the veils, as many as we are prepared and ready for, over our soul. These veils that we remove will give us access to a higher consciousness, access to our true essence. Therefore, we will have a higher level of communication and observation of our own guidance system, our soul, so that we create a complete balance between mind, body, and soul. So that we are working as one beautiful unit. But we are not limiting only to our soul. We're accessing all our brother, sister souls that are most conducive for us along the way, which will step in and step out, whichever matches most perfectly. But we're also opening ourselves in the path to connect much more freely and clearly to our oversouls and our family souls, so that we can share and support one another accordingly. In doing so, we are also allowing ourselves right now to remove as many veils as we are ready from our third eye, giving us more access to other aspects of ourselves. By removing the veils over the third eye is our transmitter and receiver that connects us to each and every soul on the planet, each and every soul off planet, that connects us with the collective consciousness of our planet, and all the different clusters of consciousness within our planet, neighborhood, and so forth. But it also gives us access to all the souls off-planet that are supporting us, that are working with us, that are also there to be a foundation of non-form sharing. But it also gives us access to the consciousness, the collective consciousness of our solar system, which is made up of all the beautiful souls on each of the planets within our solar system. But we're also accessing the galactic collective consciousness, the universal collective consciousness, and source consciousness. But we are accessing the most current and the most accessible for the state that we're in and we're stepping into. We are not accessing parallel worlds that are not ideally reflective to what we are in the past right now. We're not accessing alternate aspects of ourselves that are not completely in alignment or completely reflecting what is our past right now. We are merging the past and the future and bringing everything in the moment as we choose from this moment on to be in the moment. And in the moment, we are accessing the fullest potentiality that we are. In the moment, we are the greatest creator that we are. In the moment, we are not using any of the past old frequency, and we are not projecting anything into the future from our state of being right now. Our present state creates the next moment to experience this next moment. That moment will expand us. That moment will allow us to create a new moment. That moment will be expressed and experienced, and it will expand us and will prepare us for the next. This is our new operating system. We are removing all barriers to be fluid. We're also releasing all definitions of who we perceived that we were. We release all the importance and power that we've given to this form, this specific form, gender, or anything else that we've adopted ourselves to be. We release all the power that we've given to other aspects of ourselves that played different roles. We release also all encodements and all energies where we felt that we were less than and less capable, and that we needed to be governed by something outside of us. We reactivate our true essence of creator essence and our fullest potential of sourceness within us. We also reestablish that not only are we the creator, we are our own creation, and we are the observer of it all. That we are not outside of the essence of all there is. That we are part and parcel of the huge consciousness, energetic field of all existence. We are a pool of all collective consciousness and the most expansive consciousness and creator essence there is. And we will access all of it as we see fit for our experience. We will not take on anything that we're not prepared for, and we will not hold on to anything that no longer serves. As we are in this state right now, we realize that we have played in the polarized world. We realize that we've seen good and bad, right and wrong. We've seen dark and light. We've utilized the pattern to express one or the other, and to experience one or the other to make growth part of our journey. We also imprinted it in our soul that we needed polarization to create movement, to create expansion, to create growth and enlightenment. We've created a polarized world to express and experience within that. We've created levels of judgment, including our own self-directed judgment. And we see the perfection in all of it. We see how powerfully we've created something out of just fields of pure potentiality that reflected massive amount of separation and polarization. We have achieved our goal. We've achieved and expressed our experience and our experiment to the fullest. We see how powerful that all of it has served and brought us where we are today. However, we are choosing now to align with our purpose of no longer utilizing polarization, no longer utilizing the concept and belief system of right, wrong, good, or bad, no longer to utilize judgment, comparison, survival, struggle, or the fact that in one way or another that we are separate. We no longer create the energies that will perpetuate any of it, specifically separation. We release all of that right now. We release it fully. And we choose to use our new state. Our new state at this point in time is very natural. It is an inclusive state. We reactivate our true nature of true, pure neutrality. Neutrality that is expansive. Neutrality that gives us access to all spectrums. Neutrality that allows us to flow within any levels of polarity without engaging, restricting, or getting caught into any levels of polarity or triggering any aspects of polarity intensities any longer. We choose from this point on to flow with all the beautiful, expansive essence, energies, and dance that we are unfolding along the way. We choose to bring every facet of ourselves in the fullest form of expression to the forefront. We are no longer polarizing anything. We are adopting all of it and merging it and creating that full spectrum. We're using it all. We can choose to create polarization, but it is a dance that we step in and step out immediately to the duration that is of highest servitude, never caught in any patterns or never stuck in any side of it. We are activating our newest, truest state of fluidity, play, and expansion. As we are in this state, we see every opportunity, everything that unfolds as perfection. We choose to see everything in its truest essence, that we are ultimately the creator of all that is. We not only create on an individual basis, we also co-create with all our beautiful sister souls that we play with. We also co-create with the collective. We are fully in charge as we now adopt and fully accept our new state, our true state, that not only are we the creator, we are fully in charge of all that we receive, all that we experience, and all of our creation. But we're also in charge of all interactions. And whatever interactions and whatever is played out by other facets of ourselves is still part of our co-creation. And we are fully in charge to the degree we choose to do so. we will only experience and only express what we choose to do so moment by moment. Nothing is outside of us, for we are all of it. We are fully active in all that we do create. We reactivate that fully and completely within ourselves. And we release the following. The following is going to be released from the cells of your body, from all levels of consciousness, including your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, your ego mind. We're also releasing all the imprints within the soul of the similarities, including the DNA and genetic code. We release all concepts, all belief systems, all perceptions that we are an island, that we are separate, that we are here to suffer. We are here to struggle. We are here to learn through suffer and struggle. That we are separate from one another. That we have to compete. That there's only the few that can move forward. That we in some way are being mandated in our experience. We take all these concepts, all these belief systems, all these perceptions, and all the encodements and all the energetic fields of support, and we now command it, bind it, purge it, and release it to the sun to restore back to pure light, pure potentiality. We release all concepts and all belief systems that we are powerless. We're not good enough. We haven't earned it. That we need to earn. That in one way or another, we're not capable. That we are not source. That in some way, somehow, that something has power over us. That we are not strong enough to create whatever we choose. That we are not, in one way or another, part of the collective. We release all concepts, all belief systems, all perceptions that there's something outside of us that has power over us. That in one way or another, that we are not worthy. We release all concepts and all belief systems that in some way, somehow, that my reality, our reality that we are creating is real. That it has power over us. That we are limited. That we are not in the driver's seat. We take all these concepts, all these belief systems, all these perceptions, all the encodements, and all the energetic fields that we supported, and we now command it, bind it, purge it, and release it all to the sun to restore it all back to pure light, pure potentiality. We release all concepts, all belief systems, all perceptions, and all encodements at this point in time. That life is challenging. That life is to be painful. That life is not of our own doing. That life is provided to us and we have no say in the matter. That life is in one way or another in the hands of someone else or some deity. Or that in some way that we are not source. That in some way we do not have full access to the fullest potential of all there is. We release all concepts and all belief systems that in some way, somehow, that we need to see each other isolated, separated from one another. That we are not all aspects of each other. We release all concepts and all belief systems that we need to hold on to whatever we experienced before. That we need to use that as our guidance system. That we need to hold on to the past, that we need to project the future, that we need to feel that in some way, that we need to control our experience at the mind level. We take all these concepts, all these belief systems, all these perceptions, all the encodement, all the energetic fields that support it, I now command it, bind it, purge it, and also release it to the sun to restore back to pure light, pure potentiality. We now acknowledge fully who we truly are. We fully acknowledge and reactivate it within ourselves that we are Source itself. As Source, we are the Creator. As the Creator, we are our own creation. We are also, within that creation, the observer of all there is. We understand everything that we've chosen, every path that we've taken has been an absolute perfection. We've made no mistakes and there is no such thing. We understand fully and completely that we are all one. We're all facets of each other, and we're all within the same goal, the same path, all expressing and experiencing very different varieties of experiences and expressions. There is no good, there's no bad, there's no better or less than. We're all equal in the core essence of who we are. We're all having different experiences. We understand that we are here to assist one another. We only have the experience that serves us and nothing more. We're all playing roles and we're all facilitating each other. There's nothing outside of us. We are the whole encompassing of all there is. We are not outside of any energetic field, for we are in the midst of that field, and we are part and parcel of it. We utilize it for our expression and experience, but we're also upgrading it along the way. We understand fully and completely at this point in time that we are the navigator or driver of this physical form and this expression and experience. We brought ourselves here for a very specific reason, and we've come here at this time of transformation, for we wanted to participate within the transformation. We are here to create all that we can create with these new energies that are coming through, with this beautiful, powerful, transformational time. As we are here at this time, we are also utilizing every facet of it. But we are now utilizing this oneness consciousness to a much higher level than ever before. Whatever we are doing, we're affecting all aspects of ourselves, and all aspects of ourselves are affecting us. We are all working together, and we are all supporting each other, and we are all growing as one beautiful unit. As we are creating completion, we are unifying, merging as one. And this is the process that we are, as a huge collective, doing so. We understand that we are on this planet and we are transforming the planet as we are transforming ourselves. We're allowing all the transformational energies to come through us to upgrade our bodies and upgrade our operating system. We understand that the polarized world that we've created is no longer of servitude, and we are dissolving all levels of polarization. We're only maintaining the level of polarization to complete our saturation and to complete whatever we came to complete within the polarized world. We only utilize what is necessary, and what is no longer necessary, we dissolve instantly right back to pure light, pure centrality. We are in this world intensifying every facet of our experience for completion. It is part of our integration, as part of upgrade. We don't see our experience, we don't see the unfoldments, and judge anything any longer. We see the perfection of what we've created and what we are bringing forth at this time. For what we are achieving in this lifetime, we have not been able to achieve before. Therefore, we are embracing every aspect of it. Any levels of polarization we utilize fully and dissolve. We no longer categorize, we no longer separate, we no longer polarize. We embrace all. We reactivate the fullest potential of who we are, which is pure unconditional love, pure neutrality, pure peace. And not only do we activate it, we use that as our path, as our guidance system, and as the energy fields that allows us to do what we came to do in fluidity and flow. We remind ourselves who we truly are, but we also remind ourselves why we're here. We came here to play. We came here to experience within the paradigm of this beautiful playground. And with this experience, we are learning, growing, expanding, and becoming further enlightened. Yes, we came here as pure source consciousness, and have covered over that aspect of ourselves. But as we are moving forward, we are removing the layers and veils over our true essence so that we are accessing that higher aspect of ourselves. But through our enlightenment process, we are expanding. Therefore, we are not going from a complete remembrance of who we are to a forgetfulness, back to a full remembrance. We are doing so, but what we are remembering is not remembering who we were. We are accessing who we are becoming as we are expanding and growing. Therefore, where we came from, as much as we are going in that direction of, when I say in accessibility, we are achieving higher accessibility, higher expansion. And that is our path. That is what we are doing here. We came here with a list of things to complete, and we also are utilizing this opportunity right now to bring forth anything that is unfinished from past lives forth to the present moment. We're bringing forth anything that we've agreed to stem through from our lineage, from all other aspects of ourselves, and we're bringing forth in the moment. We're bringing forth also anything from the collective consciousness that we feel fit to manage through, and we bring it forth at this time, all into the moment. And we are now going to utilize everything around us in energetically that we've created in our environment and in our new state of consciousness to wrap up and complete and learn whatever we need to learn and wrap up and complete through this lifetime, through this time. We realize that we are in this time of great transformation. We're going to utilize the full energy waves that are coming through to complete all that we are choosing to complete. And that is so. We take all these statements, all the acknowledgments, all the reactivations, all the energetic fields that will activate it and support it, all codes, including all spectrums of light and all tonalities, we take it and we install it in all levels of consciousness in each one of us. All levels of, or in this case, every single cell that makes up your physical forms. Every level of consciousness, meaning subconscious mind, conscious mind, soul, genetic code, and DNA. As this has been uploaded as your new reality, your new truth, your new guidance system, your new foundation, it is transforming you fully. But we're also installing this in the collective consciousness of our planet, fully and completely accessible to each and every soul on the planet at this time. We're also changing the energetic field of the collective consciousness. We're expanding and transforming the collective consciousness. And as we are doing this right now, anything that is still opposite and opposing, that no longer serves, we also command, bind, purge, and release it from all levels, and we send it all back to the sun to restore it back to pure light, pure potentiality. We now open ourselves to go out and play, to be the fullest potential that we are, to utilize this opportunity on this planet to the fullest potential, to do exactly what we came here to do in a conscious soul state. We choose to utilize every facet of play with one another and to share with one another and to use all accessibilities, all access of consciousness and frequencies to expand even further. And everything that we are doing on an individual basis, we are also doing on a collective basis, and we are doing it on a planetary state. And this is also affecting our solar system, and it's affecting also our galactic and universe. We are doing this together. As we allow all of these transformations to take form, as these energies are flowing through us, as we are restoring, upgrading every facet of ourselves to be in alignment with our new state of being, as all of this is taking place, we have agreed to be in a physical form in a very conscious state. Therefore, we're not going to isolate our physical form. We're going to embody it to the fullest state of being. Not only embody it, we're going to utilize it to the fullest potential. The body, the mind, and also the energetic fields that we call forth each moment. We also allow our own consciousness to create a new environment, new playground, new stage within us each moment. We create a transformational energy with all of the playmates that are in our environment and all the ones that will enter our environments along the way. We are creating such a beautiful energetic field that we become a beautiful, powerful, glowing ball of pure essence and consciousness. Not only are we expressing and flowing a fluidity, we create a ripple effect in everywhere we are. We are changing and transforming all energies within our environment, our essence. But it does not stop in our neighborhood. It will continue to expand further and further in completely enveloping the whole planet. As we are in this state now, all of these changes are affecting on all aspects of our planet. And for every single soul, in one way or another, is part and parcel of this beautiful transformation. As we are in this state right now, and as we embody ourselves, we now take one last transformational frequency going through us, and we now release any remaining fragments, densities, and any energies that no longer serves, and we release it all back to the sun. We allow any other encodements that we need to take to stimulate and to align ourselves to become much more powerful in our journey. We now bring it forth and allow it to be activated. And we allow whatever transformations that need to occur to continue as we move forward. But right now, we're going to bring ourselves back into the body. As we bring ourselves back into the body, we are going to reconnect with ourselves with the breath. We're going to feel and connect with our breath. So we're going to start breathing in and out in a more conscious state where we are now observing the breath again. This time the breath is going to take us back into a much more conscious state and bring us back to the connection to our body so that we are coming into the more awakened state. Now some of us may choose to go into the state of deep, relaxed sleep, where we are going to go into our etheric state and we're going to go into our dream state to express and experience even further that we do not express and experience in the sleep, in the wake state. Others may be prepared at this time to go out and play, to bring ourselves into complete awakened, playful state. It is up to you. Each soul will govern which direction you choose to go. But at this time, we're going to focus on the breath, and I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And the count of 5 will be in the ideal state that we choose, either going into the sleep state or going into the awakening, playful state. It is our choice. At the count of 5, we'll be completely re-energized, completely revitalized. We are going to be in a state where we are completely free and immersed in complete peace, neutrality, and unconditional love. 1, 2, 3, at the count of 5, bringing ourselves back into the body in the ideal state that we choose, completely re-energized, revitalized, completely immersed in pure love, unconditional love, peace, and neutrality. 4, 5, as we bring ourselves into our natural state that we're choosing to go into, either sleep or play. And as we are in that perfect ideal state, we are completely feeling an absolute revitalized, re-energized, and feeling in the ideal state, completely immersed with unconditional love, peace, and neutrality, ready to be that new being that we are. So we call it forth, so it is. And we thank everyone for participating this evening, or whenever you choose to participate again. All is locked in, so each time you repeat this portion, this meditation, this activation, it only reinforces and it expands the collective consciousness and your own each time. Go out and play. This is your opportunity. You are here because you called it forth. You are here in absolute perfection. You are the embodiment of pure essence that has come here to express and experience in whatever form you've taken in. You have no limitations. You have no restrictions. You are a beautiful, powerful being. You no longer need to play with pain. You no longer need to play with any polarization. You are free to go and play.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us. Have a beautiful night. Much love.